God damn it, an entire generation pumping gas, waiting tables, slaves with white collars. Advertising has us chasing cars and clothes, working jobs we hate so we can buy shit we don't need. We're the middle children of history, man. No purpose or place. We have no great war, no great depression. Our great war is a spiritual war. Our great depression is our lives. We've all been raised on television to believe that one day we'd all be millionaires and movie gods and rock stars. But we won't. We're slowly learning that fact. We're very, very pissed off. Yeah.
Motherfucking cunt, lick, ball, sucker, bitch, head, ass, fuck, faggot, cuddler, fucking non-condom wearing, AIDS infested, piece of shit, bitch. This is Jenny Blowjob and you're listening to LunaticRadio.com. Now fuck my face.
Here Rock, Josh Gogan, in studio as I do the microphone check, check, one, two, what is this?
The mic check that should have been done before the show started.
Yes. Everybody sounds low. I'm turning Joshua all the way up.
Okay.
I'm up.
We're all
Rockets up.
Hi.
Hi, everybody. It Rockets. Is the LunaticRadio.com show. Here Rock, Josh Gogan joining you on a hot, steamy Sunday afternoon in New York, everybody. And, yeah, show's off to a rip-roaring start tonight.
A real yawn fest.
A real yawn fest. Now I can hear myself. I honestly think I'm going deaf.
Honestly, it's called doing mic check before the show starts.
We did mic check.
No, you really
everybody
did.
Sounded good, but once the show started, everybody sounded low.
Because that's not really doing a mic check.
I think the equipment just plays with us.
It's just warm in here, that's all.
It's very warm and muggy. It's what's it on the ball sack index, Rock? It's a sticky 7 on the ball sack index. Sticky 7. I don't know. Check your ball sacks, everybody in the studio today. Yeah, mine's a little small, but it is sticking to my leg a little bit as I fondled my goons. Josh, you want to shake hands now?
No.
Okay.
I'd like to smell it, though.
I was watching Mallrats yesterday.
Oh, Kevin Smith classic.
And they did the stink finger.
Sure.
I might have to do that to Joshua today.
In the melty pretzels.
Mm.
And he licks his
fingers. Maybe we'll do the stink finger test on the show today for everybody.
No, let's not.
Whose ass smells the worst?
You're really getting very...
Because on the ball sack index, it's a 7.
You're really getting very open with your privates
that
with us.
Means
I don't like this at all.
On a ass stank index, it's probably an 8.5, 9. 9.5, maybe. Ass stank index.
Emo, we know it's called stink palm. It just
stink.
Sorry, we didn't use the
stink
actual
palm.
Term.
Sorry, Emo Tony.
Sorry, we don't have the script of Mallrats in front of us.
Disgusting Hamilton, New Jersey.
Hey, he's coming with people next Sunday, so you
that,
need to be nice to him.
I knew that, too, but I didn't want to correct anybody.
Don't move too fast, Tony B. It will sound like a meteor's hitting the world. No?
He's coming next Sunday. Shut up. Be nice to him.
Is he going
to
fit on the train? I'm kidding. Tony Bree, Hamilton, New Jersey. We'll be at, what, next weekend? The LunaticRadio.com live gig at Blush and Comac, everybody. A gentleman's club, 53 Veterans Memorial Highway.
Yes.
LunaticRadio.com live broadcast. Yeah. Even. Rock and I went up and celebrated.
Celebrated what?
Nothing.
Oh, okay. We celebrated it being a Friday.
It's like that old filter song. What is it? The old filter song. You're celebrating nothing.
And it's A-okay.
And right? It's A-okay.
Welcome to the fold.
You're celebrating nothing. That's what we did. We celebrated nothing at Blush on Friday night after a nice little meal in downtown Huntington. Rock and I were like, let's destroy the night. Let's go to Blush.
No, it wasn't we. It was...
It was Kieran.
Kieran.
It was Kieran.
Dude, let's go see tits, dude.
No, you know who it was? It was Kane. Kane. Oh, Can. Can came out.
Can. Tits blush now.
Now rock ATM.
You guys have been going out on a lot of man dates lately.
We're having a contest. Who can make rehab faster? I think I'm winning after Friday.
Kieran and I are slowly hitting the bottom of life's barrel.
Rock had to drive on Friday, so I took the lead.
I always drive. Shut up.
It was strategic. I was like, he's got to drive. That means he can't do as many drugs as I do. And it's not, well, I had a little Stella and a little Bud Light.
Yeah, you actually, Josh, this is funny. Like, he had to go against his usual grain of drink and food for the night.
Really?
When we went out for dinner, he had a Stella, had
a salad.
But it was a blackened. He asked for it blackened.
Blackened salad.
Blackened grilled chicken.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay.
That's blackened salad.
How do you blacken a salad?
No, blackened grilled chicken salad. We knew he had the chicken. But it wasn't chicken fingers and fries. No fries were in sight.
No fries were in sight, but I did eat some Rockets.
Jeez.
Mm. Rock and I shared a little plate of fries together.
Ooh, Emo Tony wants to know if he could have some Coke, Kieran.
Mm.
Can he have some?
Sure.
Oh, way to be prepared.
Broke Coke. Oh,
yes,
I know.
Yes, have some.
Coke and a smile. Shut the fuck up. What?
Yes, have some.
Yes, have some.
Come on, when someone asks for some, it always has to be yes, have some.
Right.
See, Emo's doing the bit and you're not.
Oh, I didn't hear that.
Have some.
Yes, have some.
Yes, have some.
Yeah. Blush, everybody. Next weekend is the live gig at Blush, lunaticradio.com show. Joshua brought all the t-shirts today.
Yay, shirts!
So we're not lying when we say we have 100 t-shirts to hand out to the people.
Yes.
100 lunaticradio.com t-shirts that has the big stamp logo, right? The big LR stamp logo.
Yes.
In the middle of the shirt, and underneath it says lunaticradio.com.
In case you didn't know.
Yeah, they're beautiful. All black, white lettering, good stuff.
That's right.
Joshua is the man.
Well,
tell Joshua I want a 3X shirt.
Lawler skates. That ain't happening, Emo.
It's funny. We're going to have the Goodyear blimp flying over Blush.
What are you talking about?
It will be wearing a 3X shirt.
Come on now.
It's the only one we have. Tony B.
Tony B, I will see
you.
Say
you made him cry now.
Emo, cry, cuddle, cuddle, blah, blah, blah.
So mean to him.
I will see what I can do for you, sir. Sir.
Yes, there will be plenty of people at Blush July 27th. It is a 5 o'clock start for the broadcast. Door opens at 1. Rock and I and Joshua will be there all day setting up and
quote unquote
trying to not drink. Because as East Bay Chris says from, where is he from?
California.
He says the show's a lot better when you don't drink.
And it's true.
It's completely true. We're laying off the beers as we do the, we had a couple rough months there. We just wanted to get
they weren't rough.
And not think about anything.
It's called hills and valleys in the business, sir.
Mm-hmm.
And those are just deep valleys.
So Blush, July 27th, live lunaticradio.com broadcast. Free t-shirts for everybody who shows up. And we're going to have a great effing time. We have some things planned. We have to go up there after the show for our final run-through meeting thingage. And we're going to have a great time. So people, please come out. July 27th, Blush, located in Commack, Long Island. It's a gentleman's club, strippers, people. It will be beers, fun, naked stuff, and laughs. What's better than that? T-shirts.
Balloons!
And pretty much everybody.
I gotta get those balloons.
Pretty much everybody that has co-hosted the show at one point in time will be in attendance. So if you're fans of those people, they'll be there. And you can say hello and say, hi, I remember you when you were on the show, blah, 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 what happened? so it's going to be a good time. Man. Everybody, please come out. Blush. July 27th in Commack. Log on to blushlongisland.com or lunaticradio.com for more information. There's a big banner there that pretty much says everything.
Just use the website. That's all. Lunaticradio.com. It's all right there.
Mm-hmm.
There should be no questions whatsoever.
Mm-hmm. Rock and
whatsoever.
I. Rock and I got really smashed. I'm still.
I couldn't get completely demolished, but I was pretty. Not well.
Literally, alcohol destroys me for 2 days.
Yeah, but you have a cutoff switch, Rock.
I do.
He doesn't.
I'm a binge drinker. I binge until I drink. Like I never have like a beer with a meal. I'm not that type of guy. If I have a beer on a Saturday, I'm drinking more beers until I pass out. That's the way I drink. That's the way an Irishman drinks, you fucks.
All I know is, I knew Kieran was actually, intoxicated by the fact that he was having lengthy conversations with girls who barely spoke any English.
Yeah.
And
we had a good conversation because I only know 11. She's only been in the country for a month.
Dance? Something. Yes.
Dance? Lap dance?
Fuck, bitch.
Cunt.
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 Dance? Yes? And they went on like that for an hour.
No.
Yes, she did.
No, I don't want dance. That's what I kept on saying. Yeah, we got hammered. And Blush is a good time, people. I suggest you come out on July 27th. Joshua, how have you been, sir?
I've been good.
What have you been up to other than not having a fun time with Rock and I?
Let's see.
Really?
Compared to that, I guess nothing.
Aww.
I've been making shirts.
That's true.
I've been getting shirts done for you guys.
Thank you, Joshua.
Last night was a big night for me as far as my favorite sport of mixed martial arts goes.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
What happened?
Last night, Affliction had their first pay-per-view, and to counter that, the UFC ran a fight night free on Spike.
Really?
Yeah, so it was...
So it was a big fight night thing for Joshua.
All together, about 8 hours of MMA event. And I got to see some of the best fighters in the world competing.
Are they really the best fighters in the world, or are they just the best lunatics
in the
world?
Have you seen Tim Sylvia?
I have no idea who
that is. Yo, boy!
All right.
No idea.
You know, he's former UFC champion.
Mm-hmm.
He's only been beaten 4 times, and all 4 of those times were by people who themselves were champions.
Right.
Got demolished in 36 seconds last night by a Russian named Fedor Emelianenko.
Fedor Emelianenko. I'm going to try.
The guy is he's a monster.
Mm-hmm.
And it was the best 36 seconds ever.
Really?
Yeah.
He's got a smile on his face.
It was awesome.
He enjoyed it.
He's happy.
As he should.
Didn't somebody get arrested?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Quentin Rampage Jackson, the former UFC light heavyweight champion, got arrested for a hit and run and a 5-minute police chase.
Wow.
Yeah. He was driving his monster truck that has his name and picture painted on it.
Okay. It's not a little egotistical.
Yeah. And then
it's quite humble.
Egotistical. Yeah.
Eagle.
And then the next day he was out on bail, and his friends basically had him checked into the hospital for psychic evaluations.
Oh.
Apparently he's for the last several days been fasting and drinking energy drinks.
Okay.
So he's not been in a good state of mind.
Why has he been fasting?
I have no idea.
Unbelievable.
It's insane.
And this is the sport you love.
Yes.
And it's huge.
Crazy people.
It's huge.
Yeah. But it's only getting bigger. It's going to be that and NASCAR are going to be the only 2 sports left in the world.
That and NASCAR?
Yeah.
I beg to differ, sir.
NASCAR is huge.
And WWE.
It's not a sport. Entertainment.
Oh, right. It's horrible.
It's not as good as it used to be.
I caught the very last 5 minutes. Last 5 minutes. Yes. On late last night. JBL ran his car into
Bradshaw. I'm surprised that guy's even doing anything.
So what's his face?
Stinks.
Mm-hmm.
Bradshaw.
The rapper. I forgot his name. It just slipped my
John
mind.
Cena.
Cena. Yeah.
Yeah.
They hit him. It's like, you know, they do all those fancy editing. But by rights, Cena should be dead because he ran the car into his head.
There have been so many times that people should be dead.
Yeah.
I'm surprised that people have. You know, well,
is Eddie Guerrero really dead?
Yeah, he's absolutely dead.
Oh.
Absolutely. That is not a work rocket.
Oh.
That is a total shoot. Eddie Guerrero is dead.
So the you like WWE and Josh likes the UFC.
I've actually it's kind of dead for me. Wrestling.
I was a big WWE fan for a long time.
Yeah. Stories suck now,
and they just got silly.
Now they just kill people and then they magically come alive. It's like it was supposed to be a soap opera for guys, but now it really is a soap opera because real soap operas would do that. People would die and then they magically would come back to life. Now wrestling's doing that same stupid shit.
You know what it is about wrestling too is it settles things the way guys want to be able to settle them.
Mm-hmm.
You have a problem with someone.
You kill them?
You want to fight.
Oh.
So let's go out and fight it out, and once it's over, I'm gonna move on to my next feud.
Sure.
Mm-hmm. But, laws don't allow that to happen. So we have to live vicariously through the superstars.
Sure.
Oh, and by the way, I've failed to mention this. After our live gig at Blush next weekend, July 27th, right after our broadcast is over at 8 o'clock, everybody, tune in to Channel 481 for the debut of The Unholy Matrimony with Rory and Lauren Karff.
Unless you're at Blush.
Gonna be kind of difficult.
Yeah, right. But if you're listening live, you know,
mobile phone like a PDA.
Yeah, if you're listening live, you can tune in to 481, and then it'll be the whole Unholy Matrimony show, and they have a huge guest for their first radio program, and Lauren Karff's gonna join us today on the show in the 7 o'clock hour to unveil who's gonna be the huge guest on the debut show, Unholy Matrimony, Rory and Lauren Karff.
I'm guessing it's Cooper.
Channel 481. It might be Coop.
He's
could
just
be Coop.
Why are you fighting?
Mm-hmm.
Knowing Rory, the big guest is Rory.
And Josh,
guess what, guys? It's me.
Can I interview myself?
It's my alter ego.
He's going to call in.
Roar.
So, Rory, what's been going on? Oh, nothing.
Does the stupid thing with the fucking megaphone.
Yeah. He's going to be doing the Jimmy Fallon bit from SNL. So the Unholy Matrimony show, Lauren Karff will be joining us on the show to talk about it and debut the guest. Everybody's going to love who the guest is, right? That's what Rory's been telling me.
It's a big guest.
Boy, I love those voicemails I get from Rory being called a faggot and a douche, and I'll never bang his wife.
It's confidence builders.
Boy.
He's trying to make a man out of you.
No, the radio bit never ends.
Whatever
huh?
happened to the normal, hey, how's it going? Yeah, no, as well.
No, Rory's got to still do radio bits.
You know why? You know why he's doing that is because he can't do it to his wife anymore.
Oh, she won't take the...
Oh, I don't think so.
No.
I mean, I'm sure they're going to save it for the air, but he's got to get it out somehow.
Mm-hmm. Right. Never turns it off. He's always got the bit going. The radio...
He's always on air. He always got the on-air sign behind him.
That kid's in trouble.
Who? Coop?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
He's going to be 5 years old, and Roy's going to wake him up with a bucket of cold water.
Yeah. How about that, Dick? How's that feel?
How wake up, douche. It's your first day of first grade.
And I'm recording it. Let's go.
Yeah.
He's going to be sitting behind him in his first day of class.
It's going to be the...
Recording it.
Yeah.
Coop, don't fail, faggot.
It's going to be great for the show. You and your mada. You and your mada. Me and your ma do. God.
What?
I stink.
What?
I'm literally going into fucking brain shutdown.
All right, start drinking.
We're still screwed up from Friday.
Oh, I had the worst headache yesterday, dude. I thought I had a brain tumor yesterday.
What time did you tell me you woke up?
It was like 5 in the afternoon.
I can't believe I was up by 9:30 because I had my barbecue I had to go to.
You were drunk the whole
And day. Then I was there and I drank so much when I was there. By the time I hit like 8 o'clock last night, I was seeing stars.
Yeah,
and not in the good way.
Well, I attempted to get up yesterday 3 times, but it failed.
It wasn't happening.
It just failed, and then finally, I actually got up around five in the afternoon with a screaming headache, and I puked.
Oh, God,
all water. I puked water.
Mm.
Oh, it's fucking horrible. So it's the lunaticradio.com show.
Sort
steamy
of.
Hot. Blush gig next week. Unholy Matrimony show. Lauren Karff joining us on the show today to talk about that. Josh Gogan's here.
Hi.
We're drunk. Got some good fucking stories. Well, I'm hungover drunk.
Oh.
And I got some good stuff to talk about.
Oh, wait a minute. I forgot.
What happened?
Lunaticradio.com/mobile.
What
is now
rock?
Working for all you kids with fancy PDAs and smartphones. You can now go to lunaticradio.com/mobile and get the radio show.
On your phone?
On your... Yes!
On your phone?
Yes.
So if you have a smartphone like a BlackBerry?
BlackBerry?
Like a BlackBerry or one of them iPod things?
Yeah, the iPhone.
iPhones?
All those fucking kids last week. Gotta get the iPhone.
Yeah, the iPhone.
I never saw so many nerds with erections on a line waiting to get into an AT&T store ever before in my life.
Now, can you actually fuck the phone?
I think they're trying it, though.
No, the phone fucks you.
There's a... There's a mod so you could actually fuck the phone and they actually, you know...
To charge it.
Yeah.
Is that an application you can download?
It's an app. That's what the iPhone kids say. It's an app.
iFuck.
You pay $9.99 for.
By the way, Josh, Rock and I have a brilliant idea. New hybrid car,
uh-huh.
run on shit and sperm. What do you think?
What do you Your opinion, go.
Because we did a story last week that California is actually has a sewage plant that they're using to generate power with.
Hmm.
I mean, the next step is taking that power generated from sewage and they're going to make it available for cars.
I think that will last about a month and then everybody would get tired of the smell. The exhaust on that's got to be horrific.
We're shooting out the good bit. That was a good bit. We could have ran for that one. We could have ran with it.
We could have.
I'm sorry.
We had the potential of changing society as we know it.
Shit and sperm hybrid.
What would you call it?
Ford fucked.
The Ford felch.
So yeah, lunaticradio.com/mobile if you have your PDA smartphone.
Yes, have some.
Mm-hmm. If you have your PDA smartphone. LunaticRadio.com/mobile.
By the way, Batman did $66 million.
Wow. I heard it was more than that, sir. I heard it was like 100-something in the first weekend.
100-something?
I don't know. The Post says 66.
The Post could go fuck itself.
Yeah, but the Post was printed yesterday. I don't know.
The Post is printed every day, sir.
$66 million. That's pretty good. That's a record, isn't it?
They do all week in one day.
Something else did $59 million a couple of years ago.
Hold on.
Yes, have some.
Here's the record I'll find out here. This is from the New York
Times. Oh, the New York Times. They'll have it.
Well, $155.3 million, sir. New York Post is a bit off on their figures.
Wow. So what? I'm saying the movie's pretty good then.
Why is that a something to... Well, not necessarily. I mean, opening weekend... Could be. It's the next weekend that counts.
Everybody's saying
that
Heath Ledger did a good performance of the Joker.
If a movie has a lot of hype, it can have a big opening weekend, and then it might suck, and then nobody wants to, you know, everybody goes, oh, don't bother go seeing that, and then a huge drop-off.
So now that the movie had a really big opening weekend, can Heath Ledger now quit the bit?
Does it really matter?
Can he come back to life?
Yeah, can he quit that bit?
Can he make Tupac or hang out somewhere?
It worked.
Does it really matter, though? Like, how much money the movie made? Like, is that going to sway you whether or not you go see it?
No. I just heard it was really good.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I mean, that's like the big thing now. That's like part of the advertising. It made $154 million. Oh, good for you.
For the first time, I think, ever in my life, I went on Yahoo to look up movie, when the movie's playing.
That's like...
I was thinking about going to see it. It did. They had a showing at 10:30 this morning at the fucking local shithole.
Like,
I was going to go watch it.
By yourself?
Yeah.
At 10:30 in the morning?
I wanted to see it.
Look how much money we made. It's like, you know, your buddy having a hot chick and having her flash her pussy at you. Look what I'm fucking. Ha ha. Look at me. I'm a winner.
I wish I could do that.
I'm a winner.
Fuck. One track mind or whatever.
But no, Josh, you bring up a valid point. Yes. Just because it made a hell of a lot of money in the first weekend, does that mean it's a good movie? No, that just means their advertising worked.
Yes, Warner Brothers, you're doing well. I get it.
It's just weird. I was at the mall before, and I saw a little t-shirt stand, and they had Heath Ledger's Joker face, and that's all it was on the shirt.
Well, you know...
You're walking around. It's like, it seems a little morbid.
He's
and
dead,
odd.
Yeah.
Well, it was like The Crow. When that came out, you know, Brandon Lee was dead.
All right, it's the same thing, but unfortunately, yeah. I wasn't doing the show when The Crow came out.
So actually, that was probably a little more creepy because in the beginning of the movie, he's killed and then comes back and...
Then he's dead again.
But he's dead. no, but... And the makeup's actually similar.
Weird?
Yeah.
Weird?
Strange, huh? Though I noticed at the comic book conventions I've been to so far this year, all the Jokers that are on display are Heath Ledger Jokers. All the artists are doing their you know...
That version of the Joker.
No
one's doing the Jack Nicholson version anymore?
No. It's all the...
I like that.
And it's funny how a movie can just change a character like that. Like, the Joker's been known to, like, have a real, you know... Like, his mouth is actually the fucking whatever. Right. And now it's going to be... Yeah, for how long? I don't know. But until the next, you know, 20 years from now when the next Batman with the Joker movie comes out. But... It's all the Heath Ledger Joker.
That's true, though, because the Jack Nicholson version was kind of, like, proper and it was cleaned up and to the nines, as I would say. And this version is like he's just a mess.
It's the realistic version. That's why I want to see the movie. I like the first one. I like the first Batman Returns, whatever it was.
It was believable.
Yeah.
I could believe that.
I'm going to go see this movie.
Why not?
Don't ruin it for me if you're in the chat room there.
Batman actually looks like he can kick ass as opposed to Michael Keaton.
Mm-hmm. All right, so we got the Blush gig next weekend, July 27th at Blush in Comac, the Gentleman's Club, 53 Veterans Memorial Highway in Comac.
Why wasn't I told about this?
Log on to blushlongisland.com or lunaticradio.com for more information. You can check out our MySpace, and I believe the Blush MySpace is on there. Doors open at 1, everybody. Show begins at 5, runs to 5 to 8. Live broadcast, and we're going to have some fun. So come out, get a free t-shirt, and join us for a live broadcast of Blush next weekend, July 27th. Lauren Karff joining us on the program today, and we got some other shit to do. Josh Gogan hanging out in studio, Rock and me, and we're taking a break. Coming back, more lunaticradio.com show after this. Miss some of the live show? Be sure to check us out on iTunes and download the show located in the podcast directory under comedy. That's Lunatic Radio, iTunes, podcast, comedy category. Because we're
That's lunaticradio.com/iTunes to download the show.
Hey, this is John Reap, a.k.a. Amy Guy, and I love Lunatic Radio. These fuckers are crazy.
And now back to the show, LunaticRadio.com.
Stop screwing around and do some radio.
Do some radio.
Vagina.
Word up, everybody. LunaticRadio.com show, chilling out. Emo Tony in the chat room.
That's about it.
Titty bar busted in Manhattan. Apparently, you could pay $5,000 to bang porn stars at this establishment.
Yes, have some.
Yeah. Apparently, this place offered everything. Cocaine.
Wow. Really?
And,
can we go there instead? Can we move the strip night out to there?
Well, this place was busted, Rock. No longer exists.
Oh, damn it.
So it's a big empty room for us to
damn,
come in.
Really? We'll start it up again.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Sex with stripper?
Yes, have some.
Yes, have some.
You know what, though? That's what I think. That's what a strip club should be.
I don't see anything wrong with it. It's a closed facility. It is basically a... And there was a cover, so technically it falls under a private club, like the gray area. It's not official, but the gray area of it being a private club, and private clubs are entitled to their own rules.
They're completely outside the law. You can have drugs and prostitution.
The law.
You can murder someone as long as it's a private club.
No, I didn't say... Well, maybe not the drug thing, but having sex for pay in a private...
It's illegal, Rock.
No, shouldn't be. It doesn't make sense.
I know it shouldn't
be. I understand the whole cars thing, how that's wrong and just kind of weird because it's just women walking around the streets.
Yeah, but if it was legal, you wouldn't have that. I mean, you would, but not like it is now.
I'm saying, okay, if prostitution was legal... Can you lower that? I'm trying to have an actual conversation here.
Sorry, Rock.
I hate you. If it was legal...
Right.
Okay, let's say it was legal and women could walk around the streets. I still say it should be a pay service in this situation because these are higher class women, if you will. Higher class.
Well, it
sluts.
Wouldn't be prostitution if they were just giving it away.
Right.
It wouldn't be prostitution.
Because you said if there were prostitutes walking the streets, this
well, they still
should
do it for pay.
They'd
still be doing for pay, but this would be. It would be higher. It would be higher costs because these are
naturally.
Better.
But I mean, it's up to the free market, Rock. If it's prostitution, they charge whatever they want. In fact, if prostitution were legal, it would bring the price of these whores down because of the competition.
Yes, it would be like franchising and shit.
Are you
companies.
Tired of paying $5,000 for a hooker?
Start with coupons.
Legalize it, and you know, we'll work it down to $300.
I just don't understand. It's a closed environment. The drug thing's one thing. But the idea of paying for sex, I don't understand that. You're both consenting adults. You're just will. Why can't it be looked at? You know what? She did. She had sex with me. She gave me such wonderful satisfaction. I want to give her money for it.
Exactly.
Why is that illegal?
Why is it illegal to sell something that you can give away?
Why is it legal to sell something that you could give away?
Yeah.
Look at the name of this place.
A woman can have sex with you, and that's okay.
Right.
A stranger can have sex with you, and that's okay.
Right.
But you can't pay her to have
right.
sex with you?
It's considered like a thank you. We do it all the time when we're really... You have sex with your girlfriend
that's
or
like,
wife, and then you buy them things. It's in essence the same thing.
That's like... That should be... They should make it illegal for me to buy my friends a meal.
Right, exactly. What about if I put that $5,000 in like a little card that says, you know,
happy birthday.
Yeah, happy birthday. Thank you. Exactly. How is that illegal? How can that possibly be illegal?
I don't know.
God, God damn it. That I understand the whole sense. Thing of women walking the streets. And
you know what,
that's,
too?
That's kind of weird, just having sex in
yeah,
that's a and, little. But I'm talking about a theater and a privacy. And that place is kind of nice looking. Nice bedroom.
And you know what,
stuff.
Though, too? Is like, is
they could have worked on the name. Big Daddy Lou's Hot Lap Dance Club.
Wow. Is there a comment
Jesus.
In there?
Yeah, Jesus.
Hot Lap Dance Club.
Yeah. Big Daddy Lou's Hot Lap Dance Club.
What are they doing there?
Apparently giving away everything.
Big Daddy Lou's Hot Lap
Two
Dance Cocaine and Prostitution Club.
Another, well, 13 employees were, well, it's actually 21 in total were busted promoting prostitution, blah, blah, blah. Let's see. What did the club offer? Former customers, law enforcement sources, court papers, and club website painted the portrait of a swinging scene where customers could get anything from sandwiches to sex shows.
Not sandwiches.
Some involving machines. I guess chicks are banging machines. And outright sex.
Even the robots are getting
somewhere.
So that's
what it said on the website of Big Daddy Lou's Hot Lap Dance Club.
What, that was available there?
They're saying that you can get outright sex.
Well, that's where they went wrong.
Yeah, maybe that's not bad. It's a bad move. Yeah, come down my club. You can get fucked.
Oh, man.
So here's the workaround. You have sex with her, right? You say you swap phone numbers, right? You go home. You send that uncomfortable text saying you had a wonderful night, dot, dot, dot. She sends you back one that says, me too. You wait a couple days, don't hear from her. Then you send something. You say, hi, how's it going? And she doesn't send anything back for 4 or 5 hours. And then you start getting a little frustrated. And then you go and get yourself a little happy birthday card and put the $5,000 in and you mail it to her.
Yeah, but that's legal. You don't think they track that?
You know what they should do is...
What's tracking have to do? You were sending her a happy birthday card.
Yeah, with $5,000 in it.
So what?
It should be on a subscription service. That way...
Oh, I see. So it's not like huge amounts?
No, that way, you know, they make sure they get their money. Like if it was like a Netflix of whores.
All right, it's fine. You send her a happy birthday card. You send her a Merry Christmas
card.
You're
paying.
Or happy Hanukkah, depending
like,
on her.
Like, say you're. But you got to say, like, you're paying religion. For something else. Like, you're paying for, you know, like, whatever. And but part of that is. Like, if. Like, it should.
Netflix.
Should it be illegal for, like, what is it? Match.com to be charging
right,
for membership.
Right, thank you. Exactly. You're paying for the ultimate
I'm
goal
paying
of
for
having
a relationship.
Sex.
Yeah.
And don't tell me fucking otherwise. You're going on Match.com so you can find a chick so you get fucking sex with her. So don't even fucking try to spin right. That bullshit. It's the same exact thing. God damn it, Kieran, call up our local legislator. Let's get this law changed.
Okay, what's his name?
Joey Legislator.
Joey Legislation guy.
Oh, really? He's in now?
How What's about this guy? There was a guy behind the VIP door having sex with Alexa Moore, who's a porn star.
Mm-hmm.
And right when she was in the middle of having sex with this dude, the place got raided.
Ooh,
and so this guy paid $5,000. He lost $5,000.
Oh, shit.
He's banging a chick behind the VIP curtain. Paid $5,000 for it. Place gets raided. He's out his $5,000. And he's getting arrested.
God damn it.
You know what, though? He might have been out $5,000, but he's got one hell of a story.
Absolutely. But I saw a picture of this Alexa Moore.
Because like, if you're gonna bang a porn star,
mm-hmm.
part of the reason you're doing it is tell your buddies you did it. So why not have even more excitement of the story? Like, right in the middle, the cops bust in.
That sucks, man.
Do you think the cops feel good about that? Like, they feel like they really, like, I save people from themselves. Yay me. Or they go, why do we gotta do this?
I mean, the place had a cocaine dealer.
That's awesome.
Inside.
Wow.
How are the sandwiches, though? Were they good? Let's talk about the sandwiches. The fine meats and cheese.
How was the Coke sandwich? Was that any good?
The Coke sandwich. You said they served sandwiches. They have a chef. I want to go there. Did it really close down?
That sounds awesome, though. Like that place would be. You know what? There needs to be like a city, like Las Vegas,
mm-hmm.
where all of that's legal.
Yes.
Right.
No. I mean, you know, just have one place where you can go and get it all out of your system.
Right. You get sex. You get coke, and you get a sandwich.
Yeah.
It's perfect. That's great. That's like that satisfies all your senses.
Yeah.
All of them.
Well, Big Daddy Lou's Hot Lap Dance Club is no more, people.
etc. They should have had etc. in the title of the.
Is he going to have a sign? Like they're going to have a sign under new management. Oh no, we don't do that anymore.
No, no Coke. We got the sandwiches.
We got strippers and pizza.
They can't have the strippers. Yeah, you can. You pay strippers.
Yeah.
Yeah, but they don't fuck you.
Yeah, but like, yeah, they do.
But you get fucked.
Yeah, you get fucked in the thing. But yeah,
figuratively speaking, of course.
Especially when you go to the ATM.
Seriously, how the hell? That makes no sense. How come strippers are okay? Ugh. This is all just wrong.
Rock doesn't get it.
This is all wrong.
Dude, prostitution's legal. Illegal.
It's illegal.
Right.
So you're even confused by it.
It's illegal, Rock.
Right. I know, but it should be legal based on just like little things like you could change. If I didn't pay her that night for the sex, how could it not be legal? What happens is I just felt like, I was like, you know what? I want to give her this nice gift. Right?
Mm-hmm.
What if I gave her, instead of giving her cash, I gave her a ring that I knew that had the value, you know, if you would bring it to a pawn shop for $5,000.
That's different for some reason.
Then that should be done that way, yeah. Then.
Here's a fucking knickknack that you can trade in for
$5,000. Yeah, exactly. A widget. Here's a widget.
Maybe that's what they should do. You spend $5,000 for a token.
And, yes!
You give it to the girl.
Yes!
I'm not giving her money. If she wants, she can take that token and get $5,000 for it, but...
It's very similar. That reminds me exactly how, like, Pennsylvania works with gambling. They all do everything through, like, fucking paper receipts. There's no chips. Yeah. Everything's done via paper receipts. That's their workaround. So, yeah. With the strippers, everything's done via tokens and or paper
tokens
receipts.
Tokens and tickets.
Yeah!
I played 80 games of skee-ball for this blowjob.
That would be awesome.
You can have any of the one girls on the top shelf or two of the ones on the bottom shelf. We'll
call it Dave and Fuckers. You know, and you play skee ball and you get fucking
hot wings.
It's not a bad idea. Like a Chuck E. Cheese /
Chuck E. Cheese for grown-ups.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That's awesome. Let's do it. Karen, let's make your place that place. We'll just set up some like little skee ball things. We'll get like a fucking, you know, Pac-Man call arcade game.
Call it Stickies or something.
Stick. Call it spiders. Spidey balls.
Spideys.
Call it Spidey balls.
It's a damn shame, but hey.
Oh, that'd probably be the ball pit.
Oh.
Spidey balls.
How about this? I'll spin this. Since Big Daddy Lou's Hot Lap Dance Club is closed down, why don't you come to Blush next Sunday, July 27th, for some more strip club fun?
Yeah. Whenever a story like that comes out, though, don't you go like, fuck, why didn't I know about this place?
Yeah! Why did I get an
invite? Why do I find out about it after it's closed?
Well, we did see pictures of it on the web there. It was all high-end. Yeah. I don't think we could afford the cover charge. The cover charge
together.
Was like $50.
I think you can afford the $50.
Yeah, but $50 to get in.
Yeah, but even then, like, wouldn't you just like to know about it? Just know about it.
Yeah, just to say you were there.
I was aware of it before this happened.
He catered to lawyers and Wall Street people.
Oh.
That's what it did. And when your stock was going down, your boner was going up. When he went to Big Daddy Lou's lap dance club.
Now, that's not right. Because
Big Daddy Lou.
Those people are under a lot of stress. And they need to be able to let off some steam.
Yeah, let the poison out.
The whole economy's riding on those people.
Yeah. Guy should get a little fucking $5,000 fucking hand job.
I'd do it. Hey, no, it's sex, dude. Now you can't pay $5,000 for a fucking hand job.
It's pretty much just fucking.
I wouldn't pay $5 for a hand job.
I'd pay.
Rock needs the old. Are you flogging a dolphin regularly?
Flogging the dolphin.
Are you jerking off?
Flogging the dolphin.
Yeah, whatever. You know what I mean. By the way,
Urban Dictionary today.
We got to ask Lauren Carf when she comes on the radio program if it's true that Rory has a dolphin tattoo.
He does.
On his leg. Because isn't that a symbol of gay like pride?
I've seen it.
Dolphins and rainbows? That's what I hear.
I know rainbows are. Maybe the dolphin is. Or maybe
get up on the net.
He's a big Miami Dolphin fan.
Look up dolphin gay.
All right, let me Google that.
Let's see if Rory's picture pops up.
Let's see.
It's rocking.
If you're not doing that,
dolphin
Rock, you need to for your health.
Gay.
Dolphin gay.
Homosexual dolphins.
Yeah. Rory's got a tattoo of a dolphin on his leg, apparently, according to Lauren. And that is a symbol of gay something.
I don't know what we're looking for. I don't know. Dolphins, I guess dolphins can be a symbol.
Homosexuality in dolphins. That's what it says in Google.
The Gay Dolphin?
The Gay Dolphin.
What the fuck?
Gay Dolphin.
The nation's largest gift shop in Myrtle Beach, South Carolina.
The Gay Dolphin.
Wow. What's it about us?
We could ask Lauren about that when she comes on the radio program.
You know, there are people that have fetishes for dolphins? Like legitimate sexual fetishes?
Really?
Yeah. Seen a website where it's like dedicated to like pictures of dolphin vaginas and stuff. It's like, what the fuck is wrong with you? Like, you couldn't even catch one to fuck it. Why would you?
You can't fucking fish. Fat catfish.
Fat catfish like to have sex.
Fat catfish has a fetish with dolphins.
We learned about fat catfish last week.
Mm-hmm.
A listener named his fish Fat Kev.
Nice.
So we try to imagine what Fat Kev fish would say.
Bloop, bloop. Bloop, bloop, bitches.
Bloop, bloop, dude.
Fat Kev fish.
Three pellets deep, dude. That was a Kieran
Goldie swim walk.
What did he say in my voicemail? Oh, was it like because I'm building a website for Fat Kev? Fat Kev wants Fat Kev. It's like, yo, dude, you got to build me a website because Fat Kev's an idiot.
Is that what he said?
Is that the domain name?
FatKev'sAnIdiot.com. I should see if I could call it up in the next break, because it's fucking funny.
Oh, boy.
Dude, you gotta build me a website. I don't know what the fuck I'm doing, because Fat Kev's an idiot.
Fat Kev should just sell Fat Kev t-shirts.
He should! He really should. He wanted KevStuff.com. Can you buy KevStuff.com, dude?
FatKevStuff.com would work.
Fat Kev Stuff.
That one's probably available, too.
KevStuff.com is available, believe it or not.
And then,
really? Yes. Not anymore.
Why?
I'm going to buy it.
Oh! And then sell it for the highest.
You wanted Fat Kev.
By the way, our favorite person in the entire world, Andy Dick, was arrested for sexual battery.
Now there's
really?
Apparently he was outside of a club and there's some like 17-year-old girl and he pulled down her top.
Yummy.
Now based on his mugshot, I think he could have been a good candidate for the Joker.
Ooh.
Mm-hmm.
Isn't he gay, though?
I don't know.
He's
annoying.
He's just he's a dick.
Yeah.
He's a fucking...
He's Andy Dick. He sure is.
Just go away.
Doesn't it make you angry that he's a celebrity?
It does. It makes me angry that this guy makes a living off of his fucking horrible personality.
Yeah, and he's never... Like, I don't think he's ever made me laugh.
When was his last joke? Like, when was the last joke he did?
When did he ever deliver a joke?
Did he ever do stand-up, Josh?
Who thinks he's funny?
I don't know. He might have been a sketch comic or something.
How did he get his comedic, title? If he never did
who
comedy.
Who was the fucking acting coach that was in theater class with him going, Andy, you got a gift. Was this guy on drugs?
Did he go to Dallas College?
Yeah, come on. Honestly. Fucking Andy Dick is such a piece of shit.
Yeah.
Why is this guy, why are we paying attention? Why is anybody paying attention?
I'm going to look up.
Fucking dope. What a waste of a celebrity.
I want to see if
he's got good antics. You know?
I want to see if there's anything.
He doesn't have a bit. He doesn't have anything he does that's entertaining.
And, like, shows will book him. Like, people want to see. He'll go on Conan or something. People will tune into Conan. Who's going to tune into Conan for Andy Dick?
Yeah. And he always books these shows, like Letterman or whatever the fuck he goes on.
And he goes on. He does nothing. He just creeps out the other guests.
So I'm trying to look up Andy Dick stand up on YouTube, and none exist.
God. He just sucks. He sucks. I just hope somebody would just, slip a bullet his way. So we can just fucking get rid of him. I don't want to hear about it. It's like hockey. Hearing about Andy Dick news is like hearing a hockey score.
Do you think that they're going to even...
Shut up, asshole.
It annoys me.
What kind of coverage do you think it would get?
What?
His death.
Probably just as much as Anna Nicole Smith.
You think so?
Yeah.
He's still dead.
Apparently, according to Jack Cafferty, he's all over it. He's still covering that fucking story. Jack Cafferty and CNN.
I'm trying to find Andy Dick comedy. There are none. He just does, like, wacky bits on shows. That's it.
Yeah, he has these bit parts on, like, a CBS show that you've never heard on. It's, like, 78th in the rankings or the ratings. You know? I fucking hate Andy Dick.
Yeah.
Oh, just go away. His mugshot looks great, though. He looks like a fucking, you know, kid toucher. He probably is a kid toucher. I'm not saying that, but I'm just, you know.
Kind of is.
Apparently, he touched a 17-year-old broad. He went to see a 17-year-old broad's boobs. How old is this guy? 43?
I don't know.
He's in his 40s? How does he make a living? Is he a gay guy?
Yeah, what does he do anymore? Like, how does he make money?
He's on a sitcom.
The assistant?
Like UPN 9 or some shit.
Yeah, exactly. How does he make money?
There's like nothing on him, even on YouTube.
Because no one cares.
This is ridiculous.
Who's reading that story that Andy Dick got arrested going, oh man, I hope Andy Dick pulls himself together because I'm such a fan. There's not one person.
I've got to send him a card.
I'm going to go out on a limb and say there's not one person in this world that's an Andy Dick fan.
I think his mom is probably sick of him by now.
Yeah, his mom's got to be. I mean, if I was like his brother, I'd be like, Andy, what the fuck? Don't call me. What's wrong with you?
Douchebag.
Do you have $50?
Absolutely. Yeah, really.
I mean, who's a fan of Andy Dick? Honestly, name one.
You got $50. This is club in New York I want to go to. No?
Who is
the last segment?
Right. I wish Andy Dick was that schmuck that got busted for banging that fucking Alexa Moore girl in Big Daddy Lou's hop lap dance club. Asshole. Fucking Andy Dick. Him and Kanye West should fucking bang each other in the ass and just explode.
At least Kanye, though, you gotta admit, though, at least Kanye contributed something to the pop culture.
Well, at least we know this. Kanye West has fans.
Yeah.
Somehow, but he does. Who's a fan of Andy Dick? That's the question.
Yeah.
Yeah, really. It's like, you know, there's some like comedians or just people in entertainment that, you know, like not gay only, people like or, you know, certain race are really into.
Not like, only that, but like you can hear like a Kanye song and go, you know what, I don't like it, but I guess I can see why people would. Andy Dick, you watch him like, I don't understand why anybody would even hire this guy.
No. Why are we paying attention? Why is anybody paying attention to fucking Andy Dick?
He never did stand up.
Yeah.
I don't think he did anything.
I think his big break was the Ben Stiller show.
Okay, let's see. Dick started his television comedy career as a cast member on the sketch comedy program The Ben Stiller Show, which aired on the Fox Network from September 92 to January 93. September 92 to January 93. That was, 3 months?
There you go. That's a good credit.
In 93, on the fourth night of David Letterman's new CBS show, Dick appeared as Donnie the CBS page who likes to suck up, during which he gave a watch to Letterman. The host then handed him a pencil, prompting Dick to cry, then walk backstage to much applause.
Mm-hmm.
He also starred as the son of Maxwell Smart and Agent 99 in a Get Smart TV remake.
Mm-hmm. That was fabulous, by the way. I remember that.
Did really well.
His performance was unbelievable.
In 2001, he created a show on MTV called The Andy Dick Show. The series ended in 2003 after three seasons.
3 seasons?
3 seasons?
Holy shit.
Yeah, but MTV season is like, what, 3 episodes? The series ended in 2003. In 2004, he starred in a satirical reality television show also on MTV called The Assistant. The show spoofed themes of scenes of The Apprentice, The Bachelor, Queer Eye, Straight Guy, and Survivor.
Christ. Fucking Andy Dick. He just the thought of him annoys me.
Best thing he ever did was news radio, and he was the worst part of it.
He has some minor film work. He was in Dude, Where's My Car?
Really?
Brilliant.
Brilliant.
Will Ferrell's Old School.
Seen Good Burger, too?
He was in The Aristocrats. And, there's actually a mention of him being a producer. I will not buy any of that. Relationships. Dick is openly bisexual.
Is he?
He said, quote, "It makes other people sensitive. Straight people say, come on, you know you're just gay. And gay people say, come on, you know you're just gay. Everybody just wants to make me gay. There is such a thing as bisexual. People want black and white. And I enjoy being bisexual. I enjoy being with men and I enjoy being with women. But tonight, I'll be with one of each and I'll be on the outside, on the sidelines, watching, having fun."
All right, this is what I wish for Andy Dick. I am praying that he just overdoses on something. Just light it up, kid. Light it up. Get those rails going. Get the bumps going. Just snort everything. Snort Columbia up your nose.
Okay.
Please.
Yeah, this will
and
sum
overdose.
It up.
Make your fucking heart explode, please.
Here it is. His public incidents on Wikipedia is longer than his, like, credits for what he actually did.
Mm-hmm.
So, He's caused more harm than good in society.
But is it? Can we call him a genius because he's really made a career out of doing nothing?
I don't think anyone's ever called him a genius.
No, can we though?
Can we? Because he's made a career out of doing nothing.
Oh, I understand.
He was doing that before. He was doing that before it was popular.
Yeah. Fucking scumbag. Andy Dick. Now he's touching 17-year-olds. I hope he gets locked up forever. Lock him up. How many? 5 years? 5 years, maybe, on this one? Because he's got a track record.
No, he's on probation.
He's going to get probation?
Yeah.
But he's had so many run-ins with the
Doesn't
law.
Doesn't matter. He's a celebrity.
Just lock him up for being annoying. Because is there a law against being annoying?
Should be. We'd be in jail then.
It's true. 25 to life. I mean, solitary.
So if it wasn't for the Ben Stiller show, he may not have never existed in our world.
Way to go, Ben Stiller.
Way to go, fucko.
You dick.
You know how many episodes? You know how many episodes they made of that show?
What?
Like 13, right?
What?
Wasn't that like 13?
It was exactly 13. Yeah. How did you know that?
I actually watched all 13.
Oh,
all
right. Did you like the show?
Parts of it were really funny. And then you had Andy Dick and...
Odenkirk was on it. I did not realize that.
Yeah, Steve Odenkirk. Or no, Bob Odenkirk.
Bob Odenkirk.
Yeah. He was on it, and so was Janine Garofalo.
Jon Apatow. Now, he's the guy that did... he worked on those recent... wasn't he part of the recent... Oh, yeah, Talladega. Yeah, Superbad. Okay. This was the guy I was thinking of. So there was some credibility within that. Oh, and the wonderful Janine Garofalo, Kieran's favorite.
Oh, yeah, I love her. Who's the redheaded fucking broad?
Kathy Griffin?
Oh, yeah. She's like...
Kathy Griffin and Andy Dick should just burn in a hell together.
I was trying to think of the female version of Andy Dick, and it's that fucking broad. What does she do?
She goes and hangs out with celebrities and then makes fun of it on stage.
She is the female Andy Dick, and he's the male...
Right.
Like, if she didn't have access to Hollywood, she wouldn't have an act.
Here's the ultimate boar fest for a club ticket, like a comedy club ticket.
Okay.
Andy Dick and Kathy Griffin.
And it would still sell out.
Would it?
Yeah. Yeah, people just want to see celebrities.
Do they just want to be annoyed?
No, they just want to see a celebrity. Like, when Pauly Shore comes to a comedy club, it will pack out with dopes.
Yeah, but I actually find Pauly Shore in some way... entertaining.
All right, I'm done with the show, guys.
Come on.
See ya.
You, all right. Andy Dick or Pauly Shore, who's more talented?
Oh, Jesus.
Come on.
Biodome, come on.
Biodome.
Wasn't Andy Dick in Biodome?
Should have been.
Hey, Biodome was good.
Come on, Josh, you gotta answer the question.
I can't answer that.
Andy Dick or Pauly Shore?
Yeah, you're stuck on an island and you have to take one comedian, one quote-unquote comedian. Pauly Shore or Andy Dick, who are you taking?
I will say this. There is probably five people out there going, I fucking love Pauly Shore.
There are.
Awesome.
Who are you taking,
there
Josh?
There's none out there for Andy Dick.
You have to take one of them on a deserted island. Who are you taking, Pauly Shore or Andy Dick?
God, I'd probably take Pauly.
All right, thank you.
There you go. Proving our point that Andy Dick is useless.
I spent the whole time asking him about what Kennison was like and fucking... What was it like going up at the Comedy Store?
Andy Dick is in his own category. I would even say that fucking... The redheaded fucking broad is a little bit more talented than Andy Dick. No, Andy Dick has no talent.
She is more talented because she actually does something. Like,
right.
She has a
fan base.
She has an act and, you know, yeah.
Andy Dick just like walks around Hollywood and just... I don't know, somehow stumbles into jobs. I don't know how he does it, but he does.
Who's his agent?
I don't know.
I'm going to find that out.
You know he was adopted?
Who, Andy Dick?
Yeah.
Fucking scumbag.
By Sue and Alan Dick, a naval officer. Wow. As a child, he lived in Connecticut and Pittsburgh, and in 1980, he attended Lassiter High School.
All right, go for him.
Guys, I don't understand.
Fucking asshole, I hate this guy.
You know what I don't understand, but who's kind of on the same level, and I'm sure a lot of people will disagree with me, is
Kieran McCann.
Jack Black. I don't get the...
He was in King Kong, come on.
Yeah.
Yeah, but so...
At least he's been in legitimate
movies. I understand that, but I don't understand, like, the appeal of him. You know, like, oh, here's a crazy face from Jack Black.
Right.
Like, all right.
Yeah, but
it works.
At least he has the talent to make that crazy face.
Like
Andy
in Orange
Dick
County. Have you seen Orange County?
Yeah.
That was a funny movie where he played the retarded buddy.
I still don't see why he has
buddy.
To be that guy.
I gotta say this.
To be one of those.
Maybe we should make a list right now of the top five useless celebrities. Andy Dick is definitely number one.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm.
He's completely the most useless celebrity out there.
Kathy Griffin?
Kathy Griffin, probably four. I'd
probably put her lower on the list.
Or high? She's closer to the top. Closer to Angelina.
No, I put her more like in the double digit range.
Oh, really?
Oh, so sure.
Well, who would you classify as completely useless?
I would think people would go with Paris Hilton.
Yeah, Paris Hilton has to be on that list.
She'd be in the top five. Probably.
Nicole Richie would have to be on that list.
Would you consider Britney Spears now useless?
No,
she's providing a lot of entertainment value.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Plus, I still want to bang her.
K-Fed, though.
But she's providing the same kind of quote-unquote entertainment value as Andy Dick is with his
No, because she actually had talent at one point.
Right. Or, apparently. Well, she can dance.
She can't. So we're at the MTV Awards.
She had fans at one point. She had people, you know, there wasn't one dude who saw that video and goes, I wouldn't fuck that.
Dude, back in 98 when she had that little fucking miniskirt video out, everybody in this world wanted to bang her. No one ever wanted to go to an Andy Dick show.
Yeah.
Ever. You know?
Yeah, who else would be useless?
I think Andy Dick is the number one most useless celebrity ever, almost.
Yeah.
Ever. I mean, this guy's made a career out of breathing.
He has no credibility. He's like really
nothing.
No,
I can't think of another person that annoys me more than. I mean, even Kanye West doesn't annoy me as much as Andy Dick does. I don't want to ever. Like, if Andy was fucking banging down, I wouldn't let him in. I'd just go away, Andy. You're annoying. Just die. I don't want to wish death on anybody, but, you know, just slip into a fucking train.
He's forcing you to do it.
Just hit a train.
Take a nap on some train tracks. Yeah,
fuck, please. Just do something.
I don't want to wish death on him, but he's making me.
Oh, God. Morn. He's just annoying.
Nicole Richie's pointless.
Yeah, but she had a famous father. I'd give her some credit.
Yeah, but then at the same time, you have to give Paris Hilton credit for having famous...
Yeah, but she sucks
like
a dick.
If it wasn't for the Hilton, sir, you wouldn't have anywhere to take your ladies of the night.
Oh, this one. How about the Laguna Peach?
Nah, they're hot, though.
The Hills Kids.
Stop it.
See, if Andy Dick was like, I don't know.
Oh, those Sunset Tan girls?
Yeah.
Do you honestly...
They're awful.
Are they fucking celebrities, though?
They have a TV show that's actually doing a second season, or is it a third season now?
I think the third season now.
Come on.
So they're in Andy Dick range.
Right. It's like, you know, like with batting average, you have to have X amount of at bats to be considered. You know, legit. They have enough seasons under their belt to be considered pointless.
Rocket's annoyance factor went up. Rocket, Josh. Annoying meter. He stopped. Andy Dick, come on.
Nobody's topping Andy Dick.
You have a little heart to heart with him.
I'm trying to think. Can anybody? I mean, if we had a chat room working, people could chime in. Do you want any more Andy
Dick?
How
about the Kardashian sisters? Not Kim Kardashian.
No.
But they're her sisters.
By the way, go to egotistic.com to see that fucking ass on Kim Kardashian.
Yeah,
holy crap, man.
Kim gets a pass, but why should her sisters
fucking
not?
Fucking zip code.
Yeah, they have vaginas. They're above Andy Dick.
Well, then you got to take... I'm not saying that they're going to take this Andy Dick spot. I'm saying they should be on the list of useless celebrities.
Right. I'm trying now. I'm
Nick
past
Hogan?
That. Nick Hogan. Now there's... Well, has he had a long career, though?
Doesn't matter.
He's a celebrity.
We'll see what happens when you get out of jail, brother. We'll see if we can turn into a TV show. We'll call the new Nick. Make a lot of money if that kid's caved in head.
Mm-hmm.
Douchebag.
Yeah, Andy Dick. Just go away. Go away. I hope they fucking throw the book at this guy. Please.
K-Fed, how about K-Fed?
I brought him up. Nobody listened.
Yeah, but he had talent enough.
You did? I'm sorry.
You know what? He had...
We'll edit that part.
He had talent enough to impregnate Britney Spears.
Yeah.
Twice.
He brought down an empire.
And
that guy is...
And get sole custody.
Yeah. He brought down an empire. That was Britney Spears.
That's how bad of a mother you have to be that K-Fed looks like the model father.
Britney Spears was fucking Park Avenue. Now she's Baltic Avenue.
He literally was a nobody.
Monopoly reference.
Threw his dick into an icon and destroyed it. That guy's awesome.
Man.
I wish they can give him an award for that.
He should. There should be an award for that.
Yeah. That guy's great.
Call it the Tom Arnold Award.
Ooh, Tom Arnold. There's a guy. Tara Reid. That's one. But she is hot.
She was.
Confused. You know, you're confusing this list.
Tara Reid was hot.
I'm biased because I'm female and I bang her. I'm female. I'm biased because...
Isolate that.
You will,
sir. I am biased because I'm male and I bang her.
Okay,
so
stop thinking with your dick. This is a good list and you're fucking
it up.
It's
hard for me, but you should take every chick off the list and then Kathy Griffin shouldn't be on there. She's got a vagina and if you were desperate and drunk, you'd do it.
If you can do this, let's do it right.
But now I'm looking at it objectively. I could say there's probably not one person out there going, hey, I'm a Tara Reid fan.
No.
Yeah, no one says they're a Tara Reid fan.
They'll go like, dude, she was so great in American Pie.
Yeah. She wasn't a big movie, though.
Is Nick Lachey still relevant to be even considered?
Yeah, who was the guy in 98 Degrees with the goatee? That guy's fucking obscure, isn't it? You remember that guy? He looked like a pizza delivery boy.
Oh, what, Joey Fatone? Is that what you're talking about?
No, he was in... No.
This isn't a fall under the same category exactly, but does anybody really like Mark Wahlberg?
Yeah.
Does anybody go, God, I want to see him in a movie?
No.
No, but he's
fucking Entourage.
But his brother's so much more talented.
Donnie?
Yeah.
He's a better actor.
He's a much better actor.
Mm-hmm. And he doesn't get... Is he on any show? Donnie Wahlberg?
I don't know. I think he was in something recently.
I heard the New Kids were coming back, but there's only...
They already have their song out. It's so bad.
But when I found out he was the guy in that killed himself in the Sixth Sense, I was like, you're fucking kidding me.
Yeah, well, Mark Wahlberg's not an actor, but he gets a ton of roles. Is he a good actor, Mark Wahlberg?
He's a douche, too.
What was that war movie he was in?
He's got no sense of humor.
Shit, war movie. Oh, fuck. Thin Red Line, everybody was in that one. Who wasn't in a Thin Red Line? We're just going on tangents. Andy Dick is just the most useless celebrity ever.
How funny would it be if one of these people we're talking about actually listens to the show?
Andy Dick, let him call in!
Andy Dick's probably in our chat
room. Prove their
worth. Mark Wahlberg's been in a lot of fucking shit. In The Departed, he was good in The Departed.
Yeah.
The Brazilian Job?
Brazilian Job.
Italian Job. Maybe that's what... No, Three Kings. That was the movie I was thinking of. He was in Three Kings.
I'm not saying he wasn't in good stuff. I'm just saying...
He was in Boogie Nights!
I think the movies would have been...
Boogie Nights!
Yeah, but was the movie made good because of him?
No,
because you were
right.
Throwing somebody else in there and going, that would have been even better.
Mm.
Basketball Diaries, that's right. Yeah.
Yes, he was pointless, and that movie stunk, too. I thought that movie was the best fucking shit when it came out. Oh, man, I watched it recently. What a fucking...
I think you could put The Rock in any role that... In any role that he's done.
The Rock in any role?
Yeah, put The Rock in any Mark Wahlberg movie, and it'll be just as good.
Andy Dick. Ugh! All right, let's do a break. We'll come back.
Start up a board thread. Who are the most pointless celebrities?
Most pointless celebrity. Let's start that on the lunaticradio.com message board.
We'll talk about it at Blush.
Andy Dick. Andy Dick has got to be number one. If anybody can come up with a celebrity that's more pointless than Andy Dick, kudos to you, sir or ma'am. Back right after this.
Hi, this is Richard Patrick, and you're listening to the Lunatic Radio Show.
Just to put them in sand. Put the town right from the man. It's not hard to get swallowed up. George Bush is fucking us up. See the lies that he has sown. Watch us up and he has us done. Watch us up and he has us done. This time he has taken his just up this thinking.
Lunaticradio.com lets anyone host a live talk radio or music show with no technical or broadcasting experience. Sign up to be a broadcaster today at ubroadcast.com.
And now back to the show. Lunatic Radio.
Forward!
These guys are gay.
LunaticRadio.com.
Yep. LunaticRadio.com show. What was that list you had, Rock, of the most pointless celebrities? They are all more, Andy Dick's more pointless than they are. I think it was like Paris Hilton, K-Fed, Ashley Simpson, Paul Abdul, I believe, was on that list or something like that.
Yeah.
No. They are worth more than Andy Dick. Andy Dick is the most pointless celebrity out there. Hey, it's the LunaticRadio.com show. Kia Rock, Josh Gogan chilling out. July 27th, next Sunday, everybody, is our live broadcast from Blush, a gentleman's club located in Commack, Long Island, 53 Veterans Memorial Highway. Log on to BlushLongIsland.com for more information, or log on to LunaticRadio.com to find out more. Log on to the message board. We'll be broadcasting live starting at 5 p.m. Doors open at 1. Free t-shirts for everybody. We have 100. Thank you to Joshua.
Free shirts for the first 100 people.
We should word them up.
Yeah, really.
What's up?
We should cut out like the booby areas and let the girls wear them. Put little circles.
That'd be great. That's not a bad idea, Rock.
Yeah, but
what?
Yeah, but
I know you've worked so hard on them.
Yeah, but
I work so hard. You want me to do the tagline stuff, Rock?
Do whatever you want. Sir, it's your show.
It's not my show. We can do the taglines.
Okay.
Listeners have been sending in taglines for the show. What is the tagline for our show, Rock?
Comedy, beer, smut, talk.
Comedy, beer, smut, talk.
It's a to-do list.
Right.
I like to say.
It's almost in can speak.
Comedy, beer, smut, talk.
It really
out.
Is. It is. We should just add ... out. Then it would be officially can speak.
All right. We got some more taglines. We should just... Let's do this. Quickly.
Why? Why quickly? We have like 2 hours still to feel. All right.
All right. Here we go, everybody. LunaticRadio.com tagline sent in by the listeners.
I'm really done with this stupid audio.
LunaticRadio.com. We have a new third mic every 2 years. LunaticRadio.com.
TikTok, Josh Gogan.
I know.
Because LunaticRadio.com. Because no means... not always means no. Hold on.
Can you just load it? It's honestly. No,
it is annoying me. Hold on. All right, here we go. All right. Lunaticradio.com. What's red and bad for your teeth? A brick. Get it?
Get it?
Lunaticradio.com. We make Craigslist personnel ads look classy. Lunaticradio.com. Josh Goganized for your protection.
Oh, hey. It's true. I don't know what that means, but it's true.
Lunaticradio.com. Our satellite radio is in Uranus.
Get it?
Lunaticradio.com. This is what self-loathing sounds like. Lunaticradio.com. Just be glad we don't speak French. Lunaticradio.com. What the fuck is this shit?
I like that
one. Lunatic Radio. It feels a little warm. Lunatic Radio. Guess where the baseball bat goes. Lunatic Radio, gay porno review.
It is, unfortunately.
Lunatic Radio, reaching out and touching.
Unfortunately, sir.
Lunatic Radio, reaching out and touching the kids for over 8 years.
The kids. We do it for the kids.
Lunatic Radio, you hang them, we bang them.
That's good. Who was that?
Redneck
33. Hey, that sounds like Nikita Bone even.
Lunatic Radio, look what I did to you. Oh, Tom from CT. Lunatic Radio runs on shit and sperm.
Hey, look at that. A recent one.
Lunatic Radio, we have rich mahogany.
And you don't.
It's true.
Josh Gogan wrote this one. Lunatic Radio, we have rich mahogany. What? Did somebody already say that?
Josh Gogan's a comedian.
Lunaticradio.com, one Xanax away from being Andy Dick. Hold on, that's timely.
Wait a minute, look at that.
One Xanax away from being Andy Dick. Lunaticradio.com, we can't even get rich mahogany laid. Lunaticradio.com, Kieran's streak lasted longer than the show.
Woo!
Lunaticradio.com, stealing bits since 2001. What?
Wait a second.
Hold on a second.
No, a little bit more than that, Dick, here.
No one's doing... Oh, thanks, Rock. Way to prove the point.
Get it?
Lunaticradio.com, three guys, one mic. Lunaticradio.
That's a good one.
.com, 11.
That sucks.
Lunaticradio.com, we suck.
It's true.
Lunaticradio.com, it's Kieran's fault.
It is. That is the most accurate one.
Lunaticradio.com, really smarter than a fifth grader. Lunaticradio.com, rich mahogany sucks.
I like that one.
Lunaticradio.com, tits, talk, and booze.
All right.
By the way, Rich Mahogany was the one that wrote in Rich Mahogany Sucks.
You gotta respect that about it. That's why we like him.
Lunaticradio.com, the Brokeback Mountain of Internet Radio. Okay.
All right, we get it.
Can he be any more hackier? Lunaticradio.com, load couch.
Nope, said.
Lunaticradio.com, Chris Hansen still has a job because of us.
Hmm. Well, sort of.
And lunaticradio.com. Be glad we're not on TV where you can see us.
Why, Josh is an attractive fellow. You do well on TV.
Nah, I would not.
Oh, do we have more here? Lunaticradio.com. Come for the comedy, stay for the cookies and sweet tea.
I don't get that.
Lunaticradio.com. We prefer grape jelly on our tossed salads.
What the fuck is that?
All right, lunaticradio.com. We should have ended this bit about... Lunaticradio.com. Almost as bad as prison sex. We get it, right? Because prison sex can sound right. Fuck. Lunaticradio.com. You will not shit right for weeks. And lunaticradio.com. Almost as good as nobody likes onions. Wow, that bit just...
It wasn't supposed to be a bit, asshole.
What was it supposed
to be?
This
is why no one posts on the board, because all you do is just not... You tell people to do something, and then you just make fun of it.
That's the whole point of it.
And that doesn't make a point.
But they all contributed to the show.
Oh, wait, here's some more, Rock.
Yes, there was plenty. It's called using all the pages.
Lunatic Radio, like getting slapped in the face with a limp dick.
Dr. Kieran likes it.
Lunatic Radio, it's no bone and beans show. Wow, that's an old reference.
Wow, Bone and Beans.
Bone and Beans show.
The Bone and Ronnie.
Lunatic Radio, yeah, I got nothing.
It's
and,
true.
And Lunatic Radio, where manscaping is a must.
It is.
Way to agree, Rock.
Please, you're the one who's got to tell me every time you do it. Yeah, dude, I shaved down today.
You should. It's funny. just have buttons for if you ever gone. We just need buttons of rock going. It is.
It's true.
Yes. You're right.
That's right. It is. Good. Yay.
Yes.
My agreement sound effect.
Awesome. So right. Adorable. You're the best. I love this guy. We just did the Rocket soundboard. Cut it up, Brock.
All right. Get right on it, sir.
25-year-old Lin Gu and 29-year-old Li Xin have suffered bruises and broken bones after their car rolled off a 150-foot cliff while they were having sex in the backseat.
Boom!
Mm-hmm. The twist to this story, my friends, they were doing a little cheating on their spouses.
Oh! Everybody loses!
Wow. Do you think that the spouse kind of goes, I think you suffered enough?
Possibly.
Is that so?
And isn't it ironic?
The police said they had parked up close to the edge of the mountain and have left the handbrake off in the car while the car started. While they started having sex, the rocking motion of the car moved the car off the hill.
The motion of the ocean.
Mm-hmm. They were lucky they were not seriously hurt. The couple were able to climb back to where they started from before. The woman went...
And finish?
Then she fell back down the hill?
The woman ran to a nearby house and asked for help. At the house, she begged the homeowner not to reveal the circumstances of the accident because she was afraid of getting a divorce.
Oh, snap!
Here's a reenactment.
Wow.
Apparently the car exploded after the alarm was going off.
Gas leaked out or something.
That happens.
Dynamite drop in money. That broadcast school has really paid off.
A Ford Mustang gets 110 miles per gallon of gas.
What?
Now, I don't like this idea.
Is it running on shit and sperm?
No, it's not, Rock. It's running off of gas.
Gas?
Now, I'm not even going to read the story.
Yeah, don't let people find out about this.
No, because we don't want this to happen.
This is a secret.
We read a story last week on the show. California is turning shit into power.
Right.
And we want them to build on that idea. Alternative fuels, people. We want the Ford fuck to come out. We want all these cars to run in the future on shit and sperm. That's what we want. Right, Rock?
Absolutely.
Now, this bullshit, these people making the gas more efficient, is horse shit. Let's get away from the gas. It's old hat. Gas. Come on. What's the price of gas now? $1.50 a gallon?
A little bit more than this. $4.30.
$4.30 a gallon, Josh. It's old hat. We can get rid of it. California is stepping up. California's got shit power now. Come on.
So this car gets how many miles?
110 miles.
How are they doing
per
it?
Gallon of gas.
That's a lot per gallon.
I don't even want to know.
So if it's 13, if you have like a 15-gallon tank, that's how much, Kieran?
What? Math? Do not compute. Shit car. I want it now.
Shit car now. McCann, go.
Can shit sperm drive far? That's what I want happening in the future. In California, making sewage into power is on the ball with this.
Josh is reading the story and how this car can do this.
It doesn't say.
See, it's like a miracle.
I think you just pushed the car.
The guy just got lucky. He filled up his tank and pushed it 110,000 miles.
I combined some of the current technology with some old technology. I took out the floorboards and I run on the ground.
All right, Bonnie.
With my buddy.
Bonnie.
Then we got a giant rack of ribs. Made modifications.
Modifications.
Using some special electronics.
I'm not buying it, sir.
Mm-hmm.
Apparently, there's a contest going on, though, for whoever can come up with a car that gets 100 miles a gallon. You can win $10 million.
And that guy will be killed.
A 1987 Mustang?
Mm-hmm.
Weren't those things like gas hogs anyway?
Yeah.
The fuck did he do that?
Shit and sperm.
Shenanigans.
Tell me, I mean, wouldn't you love the power of your house off the fucking the jizz? I would love that.
You know what? I don't know if you know
utilities.
This.
Utilities? I got it right here.
I got
a little utility.
Kieran, I don't know if you know this or not, but not everybody scraps as much as you do.
No, but if you wanted to power your house, you could. Well, if you're
right, but I'm saying I think you're giving everybody a little bit too much. We're not all the, like
me.
Yeah. You know, sitting there.
No one jerks off as much as you, sir. That's the point we're trying
to
make.
Yeah, but you could.
Think about the possibilities.
Alternative fuels. That's the big topic of today, right?
Yes.
Obama should be out there going.
Jerking off into fuel tanks.
In his stump speeches.
Look at what I'm doing.
Tell me this.
For me.
For America.
Tell me this.
Jerking off into gas tanks for America.
If Obama went on a campaign trail tomorrow and he was in Ohio or he was in the Motor City going, you know what we can do? You want change, motherfuckers? Shit and sperm cars.
You know what,
I can build a car that runs off of shit and sperm. Obama for president. I'm out.
He's
elected tomorrow.
You should be his running mate.
He's elected tomorrow. No, because I'd just be jacking all over that White House. You don't want it.
It's so weird.
So, like, would the gas tank be shaped like a vagina?
Why not?
That's great. Like, have like the fleshlight thing, kind of like that kind of apparatus set up in your.
Why not? You know, if you want that.
Imagine just jerking off into the side of your car, though. It's so weird.
You're on the side of the road doing it. Sorry, I ran out. I'm on fumes.
You'll never have to pay at the pump.
No, they'd find a way to charge you for that.
Men's. Dicks.
Like jacking on my property charge?
No, probably for stimulation.
Guys' balls would be shriveled to raisins because they'd just be completely just drained of any sort of fluid. Just constantly jacking off to the side of their car.
Well, I'm saying that, I mean...
They'd have to re-rig it so you don't have to go outside. Like, you could, like, refuel your car from inside, you know, for the sake of privacy and...
What I was saying last week, Josh, is that they can turn shit into some sort of power source.
Mm-hmm.
Why can't they do it with sperm?
I think probably because it's hard to get a grant to study that.
I want answers, sir.
I'm going to play with sperm and see if we can come up with something to do with it.
Well, somebody was like, you know what? Let's build a power plant, and we're going to turn sewage into power.
Yeah, but that's...
And they were like, all right. Why can't somebody go and do that with spermage?
Spermage.
Why can't they just write it up on a piece of loose leaf, go to the fucking legislature or whatever, and go, I want a mill because I got some sperm that I want to try to fucking turn into some power source. Hook me up.
All right, go right ahead and do it.
Somebody did it with the shit.
Go for it.
Someone was like, you know what? I just took a dump this morning. It smelled so bad. I bet you we can turn it into power. And the guy's like, you know what? Here's a mill. Go try.
You know, my buddy said to me last night, he listened to last week's show, and he said he literally lost some brain cells listening to it.
It happens.
Try being on the show.
It happens. Shit cars.
Oh, poor Josh. Josh goes on stage now, he's like, shit and boobies.
In a year, I'm going to...
Josh, out.
In a year, I'm going to be right with you.
Dude, that's totally a good idea.
Wait a minute. What if you could wax it with ball sweat?
Oh, Jesus, you just lit up.
Not a bad idea.
We're turning...
You know, you jerk so much, you get sweaty balls, and you got to do something with that, so why not put on a sponge and wax your car?
Idiocracy starts here with lunaticradio.com. We're starting the fall of society.
Yeah.
Shit and sperm, dude! Stunch car!
Shit and sperm cars. It's going to happen, I'm telling you. California's on the ball with this, motherfucker. They really are. They really are. I believe this drunk caller is agreeing with
me. Whoa!
Yo, guys, it's Steam from Florida, Colin, driving home hammered from happy hour after work.
By the way, we love
Thursday
that.
Night.
No, we
unfortunately,
don't.
It's only 9 o'clock and I'm already smoked, but hey, that's a good thing. But anyway, I'm just listening to your show on the way home from last weekend. And you guys are talking about the new car that runs on fecal matter, and you missed the prime car name. So the new Ford Focus is the popular one. It will now be the Ford Fecal, where the seat is a shitter. You just sit in the driver's seat and shit through a hole into the tank and just keep on driving.
Ford Fecal.
As long as you can shit, you can drive. That's good
eating.
For the drunk guy. When he just got the drunk shit pouring all night long, you can drive to fucking Mexico and back. Beautiful. Later.
So there you look at that. A steam from Florida on the ball. Turn your fucking front seat into a dumper. And you just shit and drive.
That'd be nice for the dates.
Yeah, what the fuck?
Make it your
Ford
work car.
Ford Fecal.
It's your work car.
Not bad.
It's my beater.
This is my luxury load car.
Right, right. The shit car's for work and the load car's for the dates with the lady.
Right. Why not?
Poor Josh. Josh wants to go home.
Come on, Josh.
I don't know.
See what happens when you miss 1 week, Josh? You turn into like
comedy gold.
Delinquents.
Right, shit car. Josh Gogan loves the idea.
We used to talk about very educational, intellectual
this
things.
This is educational. Alternative fuels, bitch. Oh.
Man, I thought Spidey.
You win
ball
that one,
Kieran.
I'll go to Congress with that one.
You should propose the bill.
Yeah. Load car. What do you think?
On capital here.
Tell us your opinions. Email us.
I tell you what, that tumor head.
Tell you what, just shit in an envelope and mail it to Congress. They'll get the message.
Just write on a piece of loose leaf the power of sperm and send.
Return address, go fuck yourself.
I'll just email them. How about that?
Yeah, email
them. WhiteHouseStatePlace.gov.
And send. Send them a link to Two Girls, One Cup and be like, see,
look,
we could do something with this.
We can. These girls were ahead of their time.
Yes.
They're eating the shit.
They were ahead of their
time. What do you think? Power, right? That's what I'm thinking. When I watch this video, I'll just say what I'll write to them.
Oh, here we go.
Dear people who run the place, I have an idea for alternative fuels. Period. Gas is outrageous, comma. We need to find alternative fuel.
And it's expensive, too.
Period.
Just the idea is outrageous.
California is turning shit into power. Did you hear about that, comma?
If not, Google it.
Google it if you have not.
Shouldn't they get paid, then, to when you based on flushes per day.
Anyway, my point was I was watching a video called Two Girls One Cup.
That's where you put the link in.
Just the link, insert link, send. These girls are ahead of their time.
You already sent it. Fucking
hold on. I posted the link.
Dot dot dot. Sorry for cutting off the last email so short. I accidentally hit send.
I forgot the attachment.
Let me cut to the nitty gritty.
Oh!
Sperm cars. What are your thoughts? Sincerely, can out 5,000 G's.
Dot, dot, dot.
P.S. Go fuck yourselves.
Senator, we have an email from a madman who goes on and on about shit and then proposes a sperm car.
Send.
True.
I'll get that email back and they'll go, great idea. When can we meet? I say 11:30 because I got a jack.
Yeah.
What do you think? Sperm cars.
It could happen.
We can start off small. Sperm mopeds.
Ooh. Sperm Vespas.
That would be a little more.
You know that little car? What's that little car?
The smart car.
The smart car? Tell me now it's not powered on jizz. That could be. What is it powered on, Rock?
Gasoline.
Batteries?
Gasoline.
That little fucker's powered on gasoline?
I think it also
is. What isn't powered on gas? on the road.
We need to get away from it.
The Ford Fecal isn't.
Ford fucked.
Yes, but those cars are...
they're in development.
Yeah. Those are concept cars.
Concept cars. I'm hungry.
Because you'll see them at the auto shows, and then years from now, going, whatever happened to the Ford Fecal?
I see another idea. The Suzuki Semen car.
Thing.
Yeah.
What about the Saab Semen? That sounds, that has a better rating.
Saab Semen. The Lexus Load.
Das Saab Semen.
Every car.
The Lexus Load.
The Lexus Load 5000C.
Oh, no. No, 5000G. It's
going to
be
5000G. Right. The homies wouldn't be rolling on dubs anymore. They'd be rolling on fucking sperm. Sperm.
Yeah.
Fuck Back to the Future with their floating skateboards.
Oh.
We're ahead of that. Back to the Future predicts the future, right?
It fuck, sure does,
fuck
sir.
Fuck them. They don't know.
They don't know.
That movie had shit.
Not literally.
Nothing.
Figuratively.
I'm ahead of my game. I am like 25 years ahead of everybody. Fucking Rock's on board.
I think so.
He's on board.
Oh, man.
Josh not on board. He's old school.
This Josh, this is coming from the guy that on Friday night was going up to Windows and doing the how about them apples bit to no, absolutely nobody in particular.
The Dunkin' Donuts lady.
You like apples?
I got a number.
How about them apples? Didn't even have a piece of paper with a number. Just doing...
What do you think? Rehab for me?
I yeah. think so.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking.
Wow. I'm trying to think of other cars.
Yeah? Rack that comedy gold. Get it.
Wow.
Go back. Hello. Anybody?
Wow.
Hello. Okay, everybody's still on board.
It'd be all take the Hummer to all new levels.
Oh, would it?
It certainly would.
He's right.
He's right.
The Hummer.
You're just encouraging it, right?
I'm sorry. Sorry.
How about Esteem from Florida? He had a great innovative idea.
I think that was actually you just calling in.
Turn your front seat into a shitter, and when you get drunk, you can get into your shitter car that's powered off of shit, and you can just take dumps in your front seat and drive to Mexico.
I like it.
Not a bad idea. What do you think? He's going a little far. He's going a little too far with the bit. But I'm saying, this is what I'm saying.
What are you saying?
You take the power generated by the shit plant
sure.
in California.
Okay.
You build another sperm plant in, say, I don't know, Idaho. Okay. Let's just keep it away from us, right?
Sure.
Everybody just jacks. Boom, 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 boom. You get a whole shitload of fucking sperm, right? And you turn it into power.
Can we go to break?
In a couple minutes. And what we do is we take the sperm power and the shit power, and we just mash it together somehow. Build an engine. Throw it into a fucking car. Call it the Ford Fucked.
If you become a millionaire because of this, I will never question you ever again in my life.
I will be.
The radio thing ain't gonna pan out?
I don't think so.
Oh, no. This is his next endeavor. Fuck the radio. I'm just gonna go on to make
shit car sperm things. Fuck the floating car. We want the shit sperm car. Everybody's got shit. Everybody's got sperm. Where's the problem? You're speaking to a guy that did fucking 20 minutes on Fat Kev Fish.
But that was funny.
Unlike this. This is
disturbing.
Yeah.
Can we go to break? I need something to eat.
Where are you going to go?
I don't know, but I need something to eat.
You going quickly?
Brock, what if they turn sperm into a food source?
Now we're just getting gay.
Well, for some people it is.
Yeah, it's true. Unbelievable. All right, shitload cars, right? Hybrids?
I like it.
Good idea. Run with it.
Ryan.
Oh, God, it's so hard.
Well, you're beautiful, and you're pressing up against me.
LunaticRadio.com.
Regular.
prices are average. I work in customer service for a phone company. I make 12 bucks an hour, but that's all I need. I live in a small apartment on a quiet street. I don't go out too much. I like to watch TV. I can't afford a car. I use public transportation. I don't mind. I read till I reach my destination. Sometimes a newspaper, sometimes a book. The amount of money I save, this shit is off the hook. And I'm not very good with the women. I'm a pretty shy person and I'm average looking. Last time I had sex was in 2003. And I'm ashamed to admit, but it wasn't free. I'm just a regular, everyday, normal guy. I get nervous in social situations, motherfucker. I'm just a regular, everyday, normal guy. I get constipated once a month, motherfucker. I'm just a regular, everyday, normal guy. And I make pretty good spaghetti sauce, motherfucker. I'm just a regular, everyday, normal guy. And I get scared when I go see the dentist. I'm the Pauly Shore of everyday life, easily forgettable, and I'm not very light. I have an according to gym personality. I'm as entertaining as a fucking STD. If you wanna mess with me, I think you probably can, because I'm not confident and I'm weak for a man. I'll just roll up in a ball while you kick me in the back. Yeah, honestly, I probably won't fight back, and I don't have many friends that would back me up. My friend Steve would, but he doesn't look very tough.
You want some of this, bitch?
If you rarely get laid, put your hands up. If you're not well paid, put your hands up. If you got a pet cat, put your hands up. And if you got a bad back, put your hands up.
I hurt my back 2 summers ago moving a fridge, and ever since then it's not the same. You know, it gets pretty sore.
I'm just a regular, everyday, normal guy. My parents are really nice people, motherfucker. I'm just a regular, everyday, normal guy. I'm somewhat afraid of heights, motherfucker. I'm just a regular, everyday, normal guy. I like to show Grey's Anatomy, motherfucker. I'm just a regular, everyday, normal guy. And I'm pretty good at making paper planes.
Listening to You Broadcast.
The LunaticRadio.com show.
Hey everybody, it's the CEO here. So you're looking for some Lunatic Radio threads? Maybe a t-shirt or a mug or maybe that G-string for the little lady? Go over to LunaticRadio.com/swag and pick some stuff up. It's LunaticRadio.com/SWAG. Pick some stuff up, buy it, you know, whatever. That's LunaticRadio.com/swag.
And now back to the LunaticRadio.com show. We suck.
Hello. Have your brain cells left your head yet? LunaticRadio.com show. Kier Rock, Josh Gogan chilling out. Next week's our live gig at Blush, everybody in Comac, Long Island, a gentleman's club. Broadcasting live starting at 5 p.m. Doors open at 1. Log on to lunaticradio.com for more information or blushlongisland.com. Lauren Karff will be joining us in a little while. Talk about the Unholy Matrimony show coming up on Channel 41 beginning next Sunday. And she's going to debut, tell us who the first show's guest is going to be. It's a huge surprise, apparently.
That's funny, though, that this show's guest is going to be her talking about her guest.
Right. Just the genius of the nothingness that is our radio show. But we're going to have fun next week. Live gig at a strip club. Not a bad idea.
I hope they have porn star Lexi Love as their guest.
Yeah, right?
Why? No.
What?
She should come here.
All right, Rock. Rock's eating sugar.
Yeah, because Kieran, everyone who listens to the show, Kieran has nothing here to eat.
He's got soup.
I eat out.
Canned soup. He has nowhere to cook at the microwave.
Canned soup, microwave, done.
Soup's too hot, and it's so hot down here. Ugh.
It's not hot. It's not sitting on the shelf hot.
Can we order something?
I am just cranking it open.
What do you want to order, Rock?
We should order pizza with Skype. Can we do that?
Give it a shot.
We don't have to get pizza. Maybe we get like who delivers? Mm. I get the pizza place delivers.
All right, don't lick the sugar cube. That's creepy.
Stop looking at me. All I had is sugar cube to eat here. I'm dying.
Goddamn horse. He's a pony.
I hate it here. I gotta bring fucking food here. You're the worst.
You just ate a sandwich before you did the show.
It was a Dunkin' Donuts sandwich, and for anyone who's gone there and gotten it, it's like the fucking size of my thumb.
The flatbread?
Why'd you buy it then?
The only thing they had.
They have donuts.
What a fucking donut.
And muffins.
They have like ice muffins. Cream, Rock.
Someone told me they have muffins.
They had nice bananas and apples for you.
Could have gotten ice cream cake.
You like that cake. Honestly, I thought it was going to hold me over, and it didn't.
Why is that, Rock? Why didn't it hold you over?
Because it's all I've eaten
let you down.
All day.
It's let you down.
Since early yesterday is the only thing I had. Other midday yesterday.
Vodka and Jello shots.
Pretty much.
I'm a little hungry, too.
Yeah, I'm a little hungry. Anybody want to hear about the lady who wants to begin a restaurant with old Down syndrome people?
Nope.
As the waiter?
Nope. Next topic. No.
It's the most hysterical restaurant ever.
I don't think she wants to start. It's like an idea.
Is it going
to
be called Oops?
Frank and Beans?
Frank and Beans.
You're going to be there all night long because your food just keeps getting dropped.
I don't want to go to this fucking restaurant, but here's the story.
Why is your thumb on the steak? Because I didn't want it to fall on the floor again.
A something woman wants to open a restaurant, but this one has a flavor unlike any restaurant you've dined in before.
Oh, yeah, it's got the retard.
Center 16's Alana Greenfogel joins us now in the studio with a taste. Alana?
Well, this restaurant really will be something worrying. A South Bend woman wants to open it for her son. Her son has Down syndrome and can't find a job, a problem many handicapped people have. Not only will her son get a job at this restaurant, but she plans to hire 30 to 40 people in the handicapped community.
Rag 'em, rag 'em, rag, rag ball.
Huh?
Can't find a job?
Apparently not.
I mean, you know, do they try the typical, like, grocery store bagger, shopping cart getter?
It's a little rough.
Yeah, but that's like the typical job for that kind of guy.
Mm-hmm. Well, restaurant, why not? Yeah. I mean, if you're working with your kind.
Walmart greeter, sweeper.
Right. Handling food.
Yeah.
Cooking it.
Yeah. Just to make you feel better about your day.
Yeah, that's right on par. Managing the restaurant books.
Sitcom actor.
Doo-ba-doo.
That's not nice.
Apparently, running a restaurant with 40 retards is...
She didn't say they're all
gonna, assholes.
Didn't say they're all
no, you're
retarded.
Wrong.
They're
retards.
Just handicapped.
What'd you say, Rod? Said,
What?
What'd you say, Josh?
I said she didn't say that they were all going to be retarded. They're just all going to be handicapped.
Handicapable.
They're going to have handicaps.
Like golf handicaps?
I don't know.
You got to turn on the oven to 4.
Kim Biskupski loves two things.
Put some butter in the pan.
Cooking.
I work at Red Lobster as a cook.
And her son, Skyler.
He's 15 years old. He has Down syndrome. I want to just put the two loves together.
You may wonder what this old...
retards and food?
What's with the Indianapolis 500 going by?
I know.
How's she going to run the kitchen if she's got to tell them, like, all right, put the butter in the pan.
Right.
Now saute the onions.
Saute!
This idea is just as good as my shit sperm car. These are two brilliant ideas right here.
So wait.
You know
the,
what?
Wait, the kid's actually working there?
You 40 of them. I mean, this is her idea. She 15? Wants to start it. She hasn't bought the place yet.
Boughton.
Yeah.
Well,
she hasn't purchased the establishment to run the restaurant yet.
She didn't buy it yet.
But she wants to buy this place, begin a restaurant, and have it run by 30, 40 retards.
Well, if this kid's 15 and he's mentally challenged, isn't that the equivalent of him being like a 9-year-old? Like, you know, with normal mental skills, like 9 years old. So basically you have a 9-year-old working at a restaurant.
Mm-hmm.
What are you basing that on?
Rocket.
I have some rocket facts. Rocket facts. Yes. I have some studies that show.
He might be a highly functioning Down syndrome kid.
Wow. There's an oxy.
Well, you know, they have different levels of.
You were thinking about your words.
One of those, you know, like one of those guys. One of those guys that will have his own apartment and talk about it all the time.
Would you eat there, Josh?
I don't know. I don't know.
Well,
part of me would want to go.
Still on the American cheese?
Better idea, Josh. Shit, sperm car or restaurant run by retards?
I had to go to the retard restaurant.
You ask for like a hamburger with lettuce and tomato, and they give you like a head of lettuce and tomato, full tomato on the side.
You're saying my car run on shit?
That would be hysterical. Now I would go.
Now you, just for the hijinks.
And they take everything literally.
You go. You ask for the hamburger, and they go to McDonald's.
Like a soda on the rocks.
There you go.
They give you rocks in the
rocks. Side. All right, let's hear more.
Whoever asked for soda on the rocks, Josh, come on.
But I'm trying to.
You'll get a fucking soda with rocks in it.
They would.
We just did that joke.
They wouldn't let them serve alcohol there, I'm sure.
Oh, so you do soda on the rocks.
Is there a law against that? Can a 21-year-old retarded kid serve alcoholic beverages?
No, because at 21, you have the equivalent of a 11-year-old.
It's not like we're doing dog years here. There's like,
oh, sorry.
I don't know.
All right, here's more.
Oh, great.
House has to do with it. That is like a beginning of a wonderful thing.
Well, here it is. Kim plans on opening her own restaurant here.
Love to cook.
She'll need to hire the cooks, the servers, the cashiers.
I cook breakfast.
You cook dinner.
And they will be handicapped children and adults. Like her son.
Cook. We cook the dinners. Food.
There's not a lot of jobs out there for the handicapped, and that's what I want to do. I want to help them find jobs.
The menu may be familiar.
Biscuits engraved.
The menu may be familiar.
No, you know what the menu consists of? Water, a piece of bread.
Boogies.
They shouldn't have a menu. There shouldn't be a menu. There should be whatever we're making, that's what you get. Because seriously, like, how are you going to go and like, I take your order? It's like, why bother?
They just
bring me something.
They bring out like a can, like, you know, peanut butter and jelly and the loaf of bread. Like, make it yourself. I don't want to do it.
I just, oh God,
that's wrong.
French toast, omelets.
But this recipe takes another ingredient. Love.
Oh, fuck yourself. I'm not going here.
Love.
What are they going to call it?
The ingredient of love.
Mm.
Yeah.
The world for him. I mean, that's why I... I would, buddy. I would do the world for you. I would bust my butt.
Really? Well, you will be, because you're going to be cooking for all those people in that restaurant.
Yeah, you did the world for him.
Because they're going to be fucking picking their noses and looking at the corner.
In that pregnancy, you drank all that alcohol, didn't you?
Karen, I apologize. You know,
well, not the obvious.
Whatever.
It's a good idea, right, Josh?
I can't get too far with it, though. I, for some reason, have a soft spot in my...
No, it's wrong. No, I mean it's a little, but that's tough.
It's one of those things though that can health regulations.
Mm-hmm. Wonder if Rory would work there. Hello.
Hey guys, it's Lauren.
Hi, Lauren. How are you?
Are you naked?
Good. How are you?
Here's a question.
All right.
We like your boobies.
A restaurant run on retards, good or bad idea?
A restaurant run on retards? Is that what you said?
Yeah. There's a lady in Massachusetts, is it? She wants to start her own restaurant, and she wants the cook and wait staff to all be mentally handicapped. Good idea. Go.
I don't know.
Tune in July 27th.
Tune in July 27th.
Is it like just a surprise what I'm going to order? Or?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I don't know.
It's just a bad idea. Like Lauren Carf, going to be hosting the What is it called? Unholy Matrimony Show, starting July 27th on Channel 481. You broadcast Channel 481. Lauren, how are you today? You got the big guest announcement to make, right?
You're hot.
Get Lexington Steel.
Get out of here.
What?
Way to tease that.
Way to tease it.
I'm so excited.
Radio.
I never talked to anyone with such a big penis, besides Kieran.
There you go. I like where your head's at.
Anyway,
I have such a bone to pick with you. You can't say all these things like you're going to kill my husband and like say all these things to woo me and everything, and then at the end call him and apologize. That's not the way to get down my pants.
Did I call and apologize?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure. Like, oh, I'm sorry. I hope I didn't offend you or anything. If you want me, you've got to, like, really show me you're devoted to splitting us up.
I was actually calling and apologizing for not doing it in the butt.
Oh, what?
No, I'm a little weird.
What?
What? In the butt?
So Lexington Steele's going to be the big guest?
Yes. I can't wait to talk to him.
So
are you
going
to talk to him or his dick?
Oh, I want to ask him about how he uses it. I wonder how he gets it in. I can't imagine that fitting in.
Because the thing is, Lauren loves black dick. That's the thing we've learned.
I never had one. I just fantasize about it. I have a lot of questions.
Gotcha. Understood.
Wow.
What is it about the black dick that you love?
What is it about it?
Mm-hmm. Is it the size or is it that it's black?
Or both.
It's just that unknown territory. They just seem to really know what they're doing. You know, like the rhythm.
Mm-hmm.
Like they have good, like they smell good.
Lauren, if Kieran painted his dick black, would you want him that much more? It would be like blackface on the dick.
No, it's not the color of it.
Dick's doing a soft shoe.
Mammy.
It's all black except for the holes. Got like a white line around.
Now who's Lexington Steele, obviously porn star extraordinaire, very talented man's got a huge penis. Whose idea was it to get Lex Steele on the show?
Rory,
of course, because he's gay.
Yeah, right. Rory's a big fan. In fact, walked in the office as I usually do. If the door's closed, it usually means he's masturbating, and I like to try to like walk in and catch him. So I like walked in and I open and the computer screen's up and there's just this black guy's ass on the screen. And I'm like, Rory, what are you watching? He's like, oh, nothing. He's like clicking off the kids for the radio show. He's like clicking off the screen. I'm like, okay.
He's gay. What's the deal with the dolphin? Because we're trying to link this all together and the last element is this dolphin. Is it a gay thing?
Rory has a dolphin tattoo on his leg, right?
All right, yeah, he's a dolphin. What it is he used to like the Miami Dolphins.
See, that's what I thought it was, but...
He doesn't like anymore. So he was like 16, he was being rebellious, and he got like the Miami Dolphin on his leg. But I think it hurt too much, or like he couldn't afford to get the Ring of Fire. He like wimped out halfway through, and he couldn't get the Ring of Fire around the dolphin, and he never went back. So he just has the dolphin on his leg.
He couldn't get the flaming ring?
Of course.
With a little helmet.
But he
doesn't even like the dolphins anymore.
You have a rainbow trail
that
behind it.
So sad. That is the saddest tattoo story ever.
I'll take a picture of it.
Does he know he can get that covered up?
Yeah, well, I told him, I said, first of all, like, we're, like, Jewish. Like, I go, you can't even be buried in Jewish cemetery. He's like, gay thing. And I tried to get him to tell him to get it removed. He's like, no, it'll look worse. He secretly likes it. He likes it.
Not even. He doesn't have to make it look worse. He can get something to go over it.
Yeah, like a rainbow.
Manly.
Well, no, he likes it, and then he shaves his whole body and everything. He's totally gay.
You married him.
So he's slick like a dolphin.
No. I was like, my mom just didn't like him, so it was one of those things. I was like mad at my mom, and I was like, well, you don't like him? Watch this. You know?
Watch me fuck up my life.
Now look, I'm stuck.
How do you like that, Mom?
So this Unholy Matrimony show is going to lead to you guys getting a divorce, maybe?
Probably. It already is causing a lot of fights. A lot of fights. Because all Rory does is sit here and, like, upload music onto iTunes. He already, like, I can't use my iPod anymore because he's taken the computer, wiped off all my songs, and put all this music on that he needs. So now I can't even charge my iPod because it'll, you can't plug someone else's iPod in or, like, swaps out the music or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
so now my iPod is no longer able to be used. And all he does is, like, play music. And he also sits in our office and plays, like, DJ. Like, he pretends to have his own, like, show. The radio show's not even going on, and he's, like, pretends to be a radio DJ and plays with the music and the, like, soundboard and everything. I'm like, what are you doing? He, like, doesn't come to bed at night. Pretending to...
What kind of expectations does he have for this show?
The greatest show ever, man.
Rory, when he does something, he really does something. I don't know.
I mean...
He is big expectations.
I'm just imagining Laura naked. I'm not really hearing anything she's saying. It's just...
Anyway...
Are you naked by chance?
Yes.
Thank
you. I am butt naked.
Thank you. Good. That makes it a lot better.
Butt naked. Mm-hmm. I am actually... And I'm masturbating.
Oh. I didn't notice.
What, from the bushes outside the house?
Uh-huh. So who's like, I mean, we got to say, I mean, you guys are going on our Channel 481. And we just want to say, as a show, that we believe that Lauren Karff is the star of the Unholy Matrimony.
Right, we're saying before the show starts, just get rid of Rory.
Right. That's what we're saying.
You should do that. That would be funny. Let him do all the practicing and stuff, and on the first show, fire him.
Can you just quit? Can you quit the show after the Lex Steel interview, which will be, I'm sure, riveting? Can you just tell Rory he's fired?
I will, especially if he talks so loud, it hurts your ears when you listen to, like, shows afterwards. I'm like, yeah, I'm just so much more pleasing to listen to.
Yes, you sure are.
You know you opened up a whole new can of worms with this radio show and Rory.
Yeah.
So we'll have to, well, he's like, can you pose naked for the website? Would you be willing to sleep with, like...
What a guy.
This
wow.
guy for the... I'm like, what are you talking about? What are you doing?
Well, I like Rory.
Yeah, I know. Hold on. I'm starting to like where his head's at. Can you sleep with this listener?
You know, Rory is a genius.
Oh, my gosh.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. This is... You should see what we had no landline for years because he was like, it's not necessary. Now we have a landline. We have long distance. We're getting all this... spare no expense for this. Where we were living like paupers before.
Can I jerk off while she's
got a computer? We never had a computer. We had this little laptop that he stole from work, I think.
Uh huh.
So.
Yeah.
I don't
Divorce.
Know.
That's what I'm seeing.
Yeah.
Divorce. All
Probably.
Right. Then we'll start your own show, Lauren. We'll just steal our Rory Starf.
So do you like
Starf.
Sometimes when you're falling asleep, Lauren? Does it ever go like? Do you ever just stop and go, what the fuck is going on with my? What is with this guy?
All the time. Okay. And not even when I'm falling asleep. I'll just be eating dinner looking at him and I think that. Like, how did this happen to me? What did I do wrong?
I definitely got the hint over the last couple weeks, that Rory never shuts off the old sarcasm.
No.
Because my voicemails, I wish I could just play them all back. They just start off, hey, you douchebag! Like, he's on fire. Like, all the time. And it's like 3 o'clock in the afternoon.
Yeah, he's loud all the time.
Lauren, good luck with this radio show. That's what I'm saying.
Oh, thanks. We'll listen to it next Sunday after your big strip club thing.
Yes.
We should get you to fly up. And maybe
you should.
Mm-hmm.
Oof. I've never been to a strip club. I did, though. Want to hear a funny strip club story about Rory? Rory went to a bachelor party at a strip club. Mm-hmm. We were just dating at the time. And he went. And I stayed home, obviously. And he calls me. He's like, I'm having a really bad time. I feel really uncomfortable. And he's like, can you come get me? So at like 10:30 or 11 o'clock, I like picked him up. He's like waiting on the side of the highway for me, not even in the place. Just waiting miserable by himself like a hitchhiker.
Well,
like couldn't be in there.
He might be gay.
He was obviously pissed it wasn't a gay club.
Obviously.
He was misled.
I'm uncomfortable here. What's you know what it is? It's probably the Jewish in him. Like, I can't give up a dollar.
Probably.
Get it. Jewish.
Right. Cheap.
That probably is it.
Mm-hmm.
So you excited? Are you excited for next Sunday?
She sounds it.
I'm very excited for next Sunday. I'm a little nervous about, like, Rory goes, what are there things you don't want me to talk about? And I'll say yes. Like, I don't want to talk about this, or this. And I'll go, oh, come on, that's not fair. Now the show's not going to be good. We start fighting.
You know what he's saying is there anything you don't want me to talk about so that's what I can bring up on the show?
Right. Exactly. I know.
He's made it clear he's not letting his mother know about the show, so obviously
Oh, my gosh. So he had his mom listen to our show when we were on with you guys, and we got in this giant fight about it.
Uh-oh.
He's like, I said, don't tell your friends or your family about our show. I don't want anyone listening to it, talking about all these disgusting things.
Mm-hmm.
Mom's listening about my vagina and everything.
Oh, actually, Lauren, he told me about the conversation you had with him. And to quote him, he said, that C just will have to deal with it.
It's not nice.
No, it's not. That's what he said to me.
Save me. And don't apologize for him afterwards, to him afterwards.
Oh, no, I won't. The next time Roy and I speak, he'll be talking to a brick.
Okay. Don't be too late. The problem is you're so lazy, you can't get anything done.
I know.
Listen, Lauren, if you get bored with Kieran, I'll save you.
Or not. Right. I'm never going to get bored with Lauren. Are you killing me? Killing me? Kidding me?
I mean, I am.
Yeah. I can't wait for Lauren to get a divorce. That's all I'm saying.
Too. I just want to see naked pictures.
I can't wait to move into your basement apartment.
Thank you. It's going to be lovely. By the way, can we do like a segment where you just like masturbate for 20 minutes?
Hey!
Okay.
Awesome. I'm going to be tuning in. Fuck blush. I'm taking next week off so I can listen to the Unholy Matrimony show on Channel 481. What is the start time?
Right after your show.
Okay.
What time is that?
I don't know, 8:15, I guess?
Yeah.
How long is the show going to be? Has Rory let out any secrets?
We should go till 9:30.
I know. What if shit's going good?
I think it's like an hour. Rory's time can't decide if it should be more than that. Mm-hmm. And then check out our website, unholymatrimonyshow.com.
Mm-hmm. Where is Rory right now?
I think he's bathing Cooper because we all decided you don't really like when he calls in.
Oh.
Really? I can get him if you want.
Yeah, put him on the phone.
Yeah, why not? Let's talk
to
him.
All right. Can you hold on 1 second?
Okay.
Oh, no.
Hold on.
We love talking to you, though.
Yeah, we absolutely adore you.
We want to be nice and
we need naked pictures of you now.
Corey, they want you.
Oh, my God. Really?
Wow.
Oh, my God. The big show wants us.
Am I doing this, Kieran?
What? Hanging up? No, don't do it. He'll get mad.
He gets mad.
He gets really mad.
He does get mad. All right. This is dead air.
Dead air. Hello.
Lauren's got to work on her phone transfer. She doesn't. She like just puts down the phone and walks away.
Hello.
Hi, Rory.
Hi, guys.
Are you excited for your big show next week?
I am excited for our big show. I think it's going to be cool.
Lauren says you're losing your mind and over-preparing.
Probably.
I'm preparing
like this is like Joe Montana in the Super Bowl or something.
You don't...
And then I just realized that probably the only people that will listen to this will be my parents, which is kind of sick. Because I don't really want them hearing anything.
Lauren
told me I don't want anybody hearing.
It's a genius get to have on your first show, having Lexington Steel there.
Oh, porn star, who does
you
that?
Know, Rory, that is just a bad idea. You know how big that guy's dick is? It's pretty big.
11 by 7.
Now, what do you like about the black cock, Rory?
It goes in easy. No, I don't know. Have you seen any of his work, Kieran?
Josh? I've seen him impale Belladonna. Like, Belladonna was literally... He was banging her from behind.
She must look transparent next to
him. And her feet weren't touching the ground.
Wow.
Like, she was just on his dick.
Holy shit.
Ridiculous.
It's like a small child is attached between his legs. It's like a boa constrictor. My son's measurements are like 11 by 7.
And you're going to have this guy on to talk to your wife.
Yeah, I know. It's look, man. I felt like, you know, for the fans out there, I had to bring a big first guest, literally and figuratively. So,
you know, Rory, what you should do is somehow contact his people and send some pictures of Lauren. You know, before the interview.
Why would I do that?
Because he'll be really into the interview. That's okay.
Gotcha.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, I guess.
How's
your planning going for blood?
Wow. All right. It's going pretty well. We're going up there right after the show.
Cool. I think this is going to be like a nice, you know, a good Sunday night of internet radio.
Huge.
Blush, followed by Lexington Steel and my wife, with a lot of flirting with me standing there like an idiot setting it all up.
Now, so. Rory, we got the prediction of what this show is going to lead to from Lauren. She said divorce. What right. do you think? What is this show going to lead to with you and Lauren?
She says stay tuned. I'm hanging up.
Are you going to be like syndicated nationally? Is the radio show going to blow up, or is it just going to lead to a divorce? What is it?
Well, hopefully Lauren winding up on Lexington Steel's website.
Rory's going to be one of those guys that fucking videotaped his wife getting banged by a black guy.
Yeah.
Like it'll be like that video you guys played like a couple of weeks ago. Didn't you play the same thing? Like a. Some guy's wife getting banged by a black guy, but he came too early.
Yeah, that's what it's going to be. You suck at banging my wife. That's what it's going to be.
Nice.
All right.
But yeah, I think it's going to be pretty cool. Hey, Rocket, did you tell those guys about how my parents heard the show when Lauren and I were on?
Yes.
Yeah, we were just talking about it before.
We just heard it from Lauren.
Oh, gotcha. I was giving Coop a bath.
Yeah. All right, so the big plug, Unholy Matrimony Show, Channel 481, after our Blush gig starting next Sunday, July 27th. It's going to be Rory, Lauren Karff, and special guest, Lexington Steel, the guy who's got the biggest dick in the world.
Yeah, his nickname's The Impaler. Like, that's his porn nickname, yeah. The Impaler.
Unbelievable, right? It's unbelievable.
We're trying to bring it, man.
Yeah, all right, bring the...
Like, dude, I don't know what more I can do for you guys. I called from the delivery room when Lauren is giving birth. Now I'm hooking Lauren up with the biggest black porn star probably of all time.
Yeah.
He's like the Tiger Woods of porno.
He really is.
Crossing racial barriers. All for you guys, man. My marriage, my life is just going down the tubes.
Well, congratulations.
But I love this good internet radio.
You're doing a great job.
Thanks.
Big clap for Rory.
You know, funny enough, Lexington did say when I was setting up the interview, he said, he's like, this little guy with glasses, this Irish guy keeps emailing me saying to try to tell Lauren to leave her husband. I don't know who that would be, but.
All right. Your first attempt at a joke on radio, Rory. Congratulations.
Thanks, Tom.
Now, best of luck with the show next week. I think it's going to be a good radio program. You two are great together, and thank you, sir, for all the hard work.
Yay, Rory!
Thanks, man. I think it's going to be a good show. Everybody tune in and check out the website.
Rory,
I got to pick up a Lexington Steel now. He's on the website, so check it out.
Just remember that you got to do a show the following Sunday as well.
Yeah, I know. I'm trying to figure that one out.
Right.
Now.
Okay. Don't blow the wad in one show.
Had months to prepare show one. Show two is...
Yeah, show two is the following week.
10-4.
All right.
Say, week one, Lexington Steel. Week two, on the line, Rocket.
Especially against Rocket.
Wow.
Well, we got a great lineup of guests for you. Week two, Rocket. Coming up week three, Kieran.
Yeah.
Should you tune in?
It's going to be good.
Eh. All right, guys.
All right, talk to you.
All right,
later. There's Rory and Lauren Karff, Unholy Matrimony Show, next Saturday, Channel 481, right after our Blush gig.
Yeah.
That starts, it runs to 5 to 8. Rock made a good point, though. We might run over a little bit if we're having a good time at Blush, you know?
Yeah.
Who knows?
Who knows?
You never know.
Go to, like, 10 or 11 o'clock.
Yeah, exactly. Good thing they're on a different channel.
Let's do a break. We'll do our last break and come back, finish up the show right after this.
Here in Rocket, this is Sean from South Bend, Indiana, and I am LunaticRadio.com.
What's going on? We got a negative email. We never get any negative emails on the show. And it's not that we don't like getting negative emails. It's just we never get them. I don't know.
No one likes emailing us.
Yeah, but it's fine. This guy, Craig Elliott, writes us an email. He says, I've been trying to listen to your show. What the fuck? I've been listening to Nobody Likes Onions and for a few months, and I have been a long-time listener of Distorted View. They're both good shows. I have no idea what the hell is the point of your show, meaning our show, and how is it comedy? How can you have a show when all you do is talk about your show? Okay. The topics on your show and how you do your show.
And he says, wow, creative, blah, 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 blah. I don't like your show, blah, 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 blah. But he says we're not creative, which is not the case, because right now I'm about to stand up and show Mr. Craig Elliott how I am creative. I am taking his bunk email, and I'm going to urinate on it. Now, what?
That's art, Kieran. That's art.
What other DJs urinate on their listeners' emails? I don't think many of them do. What they do is they do this. They say, oh, we just got a negative email. Oh, this guy sucks, whatever. And they do this. They rip the email up. And they do that. That's what they do. They rip it up.
That's the extent of the creativity.
What I'm going to do right now is I'm going to pot up mic 4.
Ooh, look at you, technical term.
We got to stand up now, Mr. Elliott, and I'm going to urinate on your email. Not because you don't like our show. That's fine. You can not like our show till the fucking cows come home.
Well, wait a minute. I'm sorry, Kieran. Craig Elliott's in the room.
Oh, hi, Craig. Craig, I'm going to urinate on your email. Craig, if you don't like our show, that's fine. You can go out and, you know, go listen to plenty of other radio shows out there. But when you say we're not creative, that is, that's not right.
Yeah.
Because we are creative. Everyone, we've been doing the show for 7 years.
Right.
We know how to be creative.
Right. Or at least attempt to be creative.
Right. So I'm going to stand up, Rock.
Yeah. Everyone be nice to him now. He's, you know, he's taking it like a man, so be nice to him. So just to update everyone who's, you know, listening on the podcast, we got the camera shifted over so you see the waste basket thingy that Kieran's going to be pissing into with the email. So everyone can see the actual act well from behind. No one wants to see a small penis. That rump is Kieran preparing Mike 4 for this activity. So everyone's going to be able to see him from the backside pissing on this thing. So are you going to do the play-by-play? Or you...
Yes, Rock. I can...
I'm not going to look too much.
I can do the play-by-play. I'm standing above the garbage can in the studio here, everybody. I have Craig's email in my hand. There it is. I'm going to place it into the trash can. Like so. And now I am zippering down my my shorts here. Hold on. Let me here, see if you can hear this. Okay. Hammer is coming out. Now I'm wearing boxers, everybody, so I have to unbutton a little bit. Now Rocket, don't talk because you're gonna make it crawl back up.
Okay.
Okay. I'm taking out my hammer. Rocket, don't look in that fucking mirror.
I'm not. Everything's fine.
I don't want you seeing my hammer.
I don't
want
to see it.
I am now about to pee on Craig Elliott's email. Here we go.
Wait for it.
Okay, that was good.
We have a new radio promo.
Not for nothing, that's a great radio promo.
It is. Just that.
How does that fucking reek, dude?
Wow.
We're gonna have to get
can you
out.
Can you move that out of the room, honestly?
Yeah, we'll move that out of the room.
No, do it now. I'll cover for the 30 seconds.
Get it out of here.
Woo!
It's lunaticradio.com.
Comedy, beer, smut, talk. It's lunaticradio.com.
Radio.com show. K-Rock, Josh Gogan chilling out.
I agree!
Word them up, everybody. Emails at the show, lunaticradio.com. Drunkle Hotline, 206-202-LUN. That's 206-202-566. Everybody's very hungry in the studio. I'm hungry now.
I know. Way to go.
Might have to stop somewhere and get, like, a little nibbly.
Ew.
On the way to Blush after the
nibbly?
Show.
Nibbly?
By the way, July 27th, Blush gig. Log on to Blush Long Island. Or was it Blush Long Island?
Just go to lunaticradio.com.
Go to lunaticradio.com.
All the information is there.
Live gig from Blush next Sunday, July 27th. Show begins at 5. Doors open at 1, everybody. So come down, hang out. Free t-shirts. All the good stuff. All the people that have been on the radio show will be there. It's going to be a good time. I suggest you come out and chill. Word up. We can do the drunk calls, or we can go back to the Down Syndrome restaurant gig that the lady's trying to put together in Massachusetts.
It's like a choose-your-own-adventure, Karen. I don't know what to do.
It wasn't, it's a pretty funny story, actually. I can't fucking, that's a nuts idea, man. I don't know. It's nice, you know, do for the kids, make them feel better.
I don't see how the...
Make them feel productive.
I hope they wear hairnets.
I just don't see how the Department of Health can allow that.
Yeah, you got a good point there.
I mean, it I don't know.
I mean, are they capable of doing serving food? I don't want to.
I don't know. I don't know how that works.
I'd be serious about it.
I have no idea how that works.
But it's a little. Let's do drunk calls.
Yeah. Because I'm not eating there. So.
Yeah. Drunk call hotline, everybody. 206-202-LUNA. It's 206-202-5666. This is when listeners go out and get hammered. Start calling their boyfriends, girlfriends, moms, and dads, husbands, or wives. They call us on the drunk call hotline. It's a fun thing, and we just like doing it. Here we go. Here's the first one. It's from a guy named Bull.
Bull.
Bullpen.
Oh. Get it?
Clever.
Bullpen.
Right. Here we go.
This is a bull queer up at State Pen they call Lenny Love. I only got 6 months left and I can't wait to get out. Cause I wanna bang rocket real good.
Apparently he's a prisoner, Rock, and he's getting out in 6 months and he wants to rape your ass when he gets out.
Hold for it. That's scary. Thanks for calling the show. That's all I got for that.
You know ass play?
No, sir.
From an inmate?
Nope. Only Lexi Love.
Yeah, but you know they're good at it.
No, Josh.
You should practice.
No, Josh.
Mm-hmm.
No. That was scary.
Here is C from CO.
Oh. Eat My Dick Radio. This is Eculus, formerly C from CO. And,
Love Alyssa's choice of screen names.
What was I going to say?
Nothing, clearly.
Oh, I just made the mistake of calling...
The show?
Calling the lady friend when I should have called the little dick fucking drunk call hotline. Did not help up my case by calling out the lady friend.
Made the old drunk dial to the lady friend.
Oh, is he pulling a can right there?
Can call bad
chick
idea.
Vagina.
Depression.
Depression.
It's one of those I'm walking home and how are you doing type thing.
Oh, that's a can move.
And did not work out.
That's an everybody move.
No.
So then Lunatic Radio. And by that I mean Lunatic Radio.
Oh, I was confused.
You guys. Fuck.
All right, there's C from CO.
At least he got to the point.
And he called his chick. Never, if you feel like you're going to be calling your girl and it's, the situation's pretty touchy, just call the drunk call hotline, please.
Yeah, really, save yourself.
Save yourself. Here's Chosh McLaren.
Yeah, this is Chosh McLaren.
Yeah.
And I'm drunk, and my tattoos itch. Peace. I'm out.
They itch.
Yeah.
Is that a bad thing?
No, when they're healing, it's going to itch a little bit.
It's a lot of, like, it's a lot of difficulty for getting a tattoo.
It's only, you know what? It's only a, like a few days worth of hassle of maintenance and stuff.
It's a few days of hassle, but a lifetime of regret.
Yeah. Usually when it starts to peel and stuff, it's when it gets itchy and you're going to.
Intriguing.
Have fun with that.
Here, you have nice tattoos, though. I like your tattoos, though, Josh.
Thank you.
Here is East Bay Chris.
Hey, this is East Bay Chris. Want to say what's up?
What's up?
So what's up?
Okay.
Later.
You know what?
Perfect drunk call.
Solid call. Flip-flops. Oh, no, that's East Bay. He's fucking West Coast. That's a truck driver guy.
Here is Gary.
Gary! Hey, what's going on? Gary, Minnesota drunk. Bye.
Was it a radio show?
That was a beautiful phone call.
He's doing Can, I think.
Is he fucking, does he have his Howard Stern EQ settings?
I liked it.
Here is Love Pony.
I have a giant penis. I have a sucky penis. I have a rocker penis, and I'm gonna go fuck my bitch. Oh yeah, I love the bitches, and I respect the bitches, but the bitches don't understand that I'm gonna go fuck the bitch. Oh, love pony.
Hey!
Yeah. Hey, wait a minute.
What?
Oh, he hung up.
Oh, he got me! Hmm. That clever love pony fellow.
What the fuck? He gets out of his mind.
Clearly.
Here's
I like it, though.
Here's Rich Mahogany.
Can. Drunk call. Do it.
He didn't even do it right.
And then one more. Can, boy, girl, sex, I, spectate. Rich Mahogany, you've been mahoganized.
What the fuck?
Later.
What is he doing?
He had like an edit thing there. Here it is. Oh, all right, here. Cut up this one because it's going to be gold. Here okay. It is.
And then one more.
Like he expects me after he says that.
Yeah. He's like, here's
just
some,
edit his call.
Yeah,
so
here's some work. Here's some work. Do magic. Throw an addition. Do some work.
Can, boy, girl, sex, I, spectate. Rich Mahogany, you've been mahoganized.
No shit.
Seriously. You just fucking mahoganades the drunk calls.
Here's another one.
Hey, guys. So anyways, what's going on?
That's it. That's all it is.
Oh, Rich Mahogany. Where the hell did he come from?
Here's Tipsy and PCB.
Hey.
Tipsy and PCB. Work. Dinner. Cruise light. Puke. Cops. Jail. Ass rape. Bail. Vodka. Beat wife. Drink. Puke. Pass out.
You know what? I am really liking this Can bit.
Hollywood Can taking off.
It Can drunk calls good.
Fucking Can, hate Can.
Can rules.
Out. By the way, I had a deal with Can on a Friday night before we went to Blush. He's like, I gotta go to the bathroom. Half hour later, I thought he was dead. I literally ran to the bathroom, wondering where he was. I thought he was passed out somewhere or injured.
When was that?
When we were at the fucking bar, and you told me you were going to the quote-unquote bathroom. And I started to fucking worry, and I went to the bathroom, and you weren't there. And I immediately started thinking, holy shit, he's probably wandering around. He probably passed out somewhere.
You're such an
asshole. Then fucking is strolling around the bar on his fucking phone.
Can't phone talking, shut up.
Fucking unbelievable. So rude. I'm sitting there at the bar by myself like a fucking loser idiot for a half an hour while he's fucking on phone, chicks,
talking,
phone sex,
rock, fuck,
bye. It's so bad. See what I have to deal with, people? I gotta get some sympathy for this.
Two-stone mic phone call. People, prepare yourself.
Oh, boy.
Yo, what up, Lunatic Radio? It's Two-Stone Mike. Mike. Nice and toasty here. Thursday night. It's Thursday night, I think. Nine Coors Lights deep.
Kev approved.
Boy, oh boy, what a great evening. But, you know, the wife was drinking with me tonight, nice. So... I was going to toss her on the hotline here for once.
Hey. Oh, we're going to hear Two-Stone Mike's wife.
Two-Stone wife.
Two-Stone wife.
Yo, this is Two-Stone Doris.
Two-Stone Doris?
All right.
It has the same ring to it.
I like Two-Stone wife.
Two-Stone Doris.
Two-Stone, remember that. Just use Two-Stone wife. No, no offense to Doris, but Two-Stone wife kind of rings better.
Yo, this is Two-Stone Doris. I don't know what to say, but I hear a lot of great things about you guys. And you know what? Can't wait to make it to New York.
Was she in Hamburger Hill?
That's very nice. Send some pictures.
Barbecue, if it's already passed, I don't know.
Fraternity?
What the Stone Mike told me, but it's not happening. We would like to go, but here we go. Here's the Stone Mike.
We would like to go, but we don't have any money, so
We probably just have a barbecue in your guys' memory over here.
Memory? We're dead?
Have fun. Whatever.
Doris did a back to you, Mike.
And he just sat there and laughed at her. She tried to talk on the phone.
Wait a minute. So, oh, they can't come. Oh, okay. So they're in Arizona?
I love the intro.
Two Stone Arizona.
Yo, this is Two Stone Doris.
Can we isolate that? Yo, this is Two Stone Doris.
I don't know what to say, but I hear a lot of great things about you guys.
Like what?
We've like fucking drunk holes for half an hour. Are we good?
Yo, this is Two Stone Doris.
Oh, wait, you reminds me of Karen?
What?
Here we go.
Yo, this is Race Car Johnny.
I don't know what to say, but I hear...
Way to go.
Yo, this is Two Stone Doris.
Yo, this is Race Car Johnny.
Yo, this is Two Stone Doris.
Yo, this is Race Car Johnny.
Oh, see?
She's stealing already.
She's stealing bits! First day on
More
the
like
show.
Two dumb doors. Somebody just wrote.
Who wrote that? Rich Mahogany!
Oh, no.
Rich Mahogany, apologize, sir. He's in the chat room. He's the only one in the chat room.
Can drunk Lisa Nipples quarter dollar.
Did that have to be the one good one he has?
What are you doing? He threw a Lisa in there. Oh, my God. He's so old school.
Oh, my God. Oh, that was a...
That's an old school reference. He's a pal. He said, I'm sorry.
Canned phone beer sucks. Thank you. All right.
Man.
About out of shit for today.
That was the last drunk call?
That was it.
You need to warn us when it's the last drunk call so we can fucking stretch it out. Because otherwise, we're just...
You can just do the yo-yo-yo thing over and over again.
Yo, this is Race Car Johnny.
She's stealing bits. Love it. You said that already, so I gotta keep saying it.
Yeah, Rock, fill a half hour with that. The blush gig, everybody, please. July 27th. Pretty much we're doing a warm-up show for it. We're just pretty much on the air today to plug that we're doing a live gig next week at Blush, a gentleman's club in Comac, Long Island, 53 Veterans Memorial Highway. Please log on to our website, lunaticradio.com, for more information. There's a big banner ad right on the front page of our website that has all the details, address. If you live in the metropolitan New York area, please come out. It's easy to get to off the LIE. You can also get there off of the Sagda Coast Parkway.
Oh, look at you!
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I wonder if we should do like some sort of like directions thing. I don't know.
Maybe we should.
It doesn't matter.
Because it's very easy if you take the LIE. Am I going to do exits here?
The directions are at their website, but I could put like a little thingy.
Yeah. And it should be a great time. We're going to have a free t-shirt for everybody. Well, the first 100. Do you think we're going to get 100 people?
Yes.
Way to go, Rock.
Well, I said yes. Why are you going to say no?
Whatever.
No, really? What's the problem?
Nothing. There is no problem.
Then why'd you say, all right, great, Rock? Like, I'm no, don't fucking read a crick, Mink, because I was asking you a fair question.
Crick?
That's short for critic.
Ooh.
That's what the kids do. These
I'll
days.
Be a blushing spirit. No, you won't, because you'll ruin the event.
Yeah, you'll just mahogany the thing. You're like, where's the guys? Where's the stripper guys? No, he wouldn't be like that. Rich Mahogany's got nothing, but he's not gay. We got to make that clear. He's not gay.
No, he's not. I was really kind of hoping for him with the whole...
I'm trying to get him to call in.
I'm pulling for the kid.
Why?
I don't know. I root for the underdogs.
Rich Mahogany?
Yeah.
What are you pulling for him for?
Just to win out in life.
Win out in life?
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, I want him to pull ahead.
Rich Mahogany. Hey, he tries. I love that he tries so hard to be funny and it just falls on him. Like, that's his genius.
Speaking of genius, I'll give the strippers mahoganies and they'll give Kieran more lap dances. I don't quite understand how that works, but in the world of Rich Mahogany,
I don't
it
understand
does.
That we rip him and then he gives us compliments.
Because he's a good listener. Because he knows it's all for the fun. He became Rich Mahogany because of the show. We made him the superpower that is Rich Mahogany.
He's named after wood. Because he has the comic genius of wood.
Let me do the math on the joke. Carry the one, divide by... No, you can't do that math joke thing. Oh, Rich. I wish to call in. He's got a... He Tansy's out. You should call in.
Come on, Rich. Call into the show.
Rich, call in, because we got to fill a half hour.
We got to fill a half hour. I'm just going to sit here and plug the Blush gig, July 27th, Comac, Long Island. Blush a gentleman's club, please. BlushLongIsland.com. Josh Gogan will be there, and a bunch of others.
Maybe you.
Maybe me. I'll be there.
I guess if you're listening live, you could call in. I just threw in the phone number in the chat room.
Yeah.
The only listener in there said no. Hey, when's that new software coming?
It's coming.
Rich, not call. No.
When's that new software coming? Rich, not call. No, it should be here actually next week. Supposed to be here this week, actually, but once I told him we weren't doing the show this week, that Blush show till next week, they're like, we got an extra week to work on it. All right, cool.
Do we want new software?
Yes, have some.
Yes, have some.
Please.
Anything.
Do I want some?
Do I?
Yes, have some.
Yes, have some.
Anything.
Do you want some webcams?
Do I?
Yes, have some.
Yes, have some.
Okay.
Do you want some listeners listening live?
Do I?
Yes, have some.
Yes, have some.
Would that be better for the radio show?
Polly?
Do I?
Yes, have some.
Yes, have some.
I don't know. I tried to cut it up and I
wrote. Do you like physics?
Yes, have some.
Yes, have some.
It's going nowhere now. Lovely.
You know, we haven't been doing well with time management the past couple weeks. Why is that? I think, you know what, because we're too hungry. And it's really hot. You know the biggest problem? You know what it is? It's because it's too damn hot down here. You don't do anything about it. You have no food, and it's too fucking hot down here. You have the hospitality of a
Jesus
dead cockroach.
Christ, man. This is turning...
Yeah, I said it. I went there.
What's the matter?
I'm hungry and tired.
The freaking spiders don't seem to care.
Yeah, spideys love them.
They love it.
The fucking spiders are like fucking, it's like a fucking resort.
By the way, Rock, I got to take one of your sideburns tonight. Actually, both of them. How's traffic on those sideburns?
Father Brian made that reference last night at the bar.
Did you hear my new joke?
No.
Rocket sideburns are actually the Verrazano and Outer Bridge Crossing. And his head is Staten Island.
All right.
That's my joke for Rocket.
Actually, I think some duct tape on the sideburns would be a good little time killer.
Duct tape on the sideburns, Rock.
I don't get duct tape on the sideburns, mean.
Meaning let's rip them off.
You fucking out of your mind, little man? Get the fuck out of here.
We're not talking about, like, Gorilla Glue duct tape.
That would hurt
regular
a lot.
Regular old standard duct tape.
That would hurt a lot. We're not doing that. No.
All right.
Come on, throw yourself underneath the bus.
That's all I've been doing, asshole. I'm on a sabbatical when it comes to under the bus. I'm still recouping from May.
Well,
in the show?
Yes, have some.
Wait, that didn't work. I think we're done.
I'm still trying to get Rich to call in. He keeps on saying he has nothing. We just want to talk to him, say hi.
It doesn't matter if he has nothing.
You realistically have more than us right now. I can't even
talk. Have more than us right now, kid.
I'm on sabbatical from the show. He just repeated something I just said.
So, you know.
Like, we're talking about 9 seconds difference. Rich, you're ruining the show by not calling in.
Here's a question we could ponder for a little bit.
Question of the day!
Let's say that aliens landed on Earth.
Not a bad
and
idea.
Decided to live among us. Now, that would be amazing, right? We'd all be like, holy shit, you remember the day the aliens landed? And like, for us, that would be huge, right?
Right.
How many generations would it take before no one gave a fuck?
Jaja Jingles Original.
Oh, no, not this fucking audio. How many generations would it take?
Yeah. Like, I'm sure, my kid will probably, because of my reaction to it, would probably understand the significance of it. But how long, you know, but will his kids, or, you know, like, how long before aliens are like, fucking aliens, who gives a shit?
Well, we.
How long ago was the civil rights movement?
We still don't accept illegal aliens, so we just put up with them, right?
I would say Joshua.
Mm-hmm.
Three generations.
Three generations. Now, when? How long before it would become acceptable to date one?
Two days.
Yeah, they got pussies.
You got a vagina? Let's go.
Alien pussy, man.
It's got to be good.
What do you think?
Mm-hmm.
Look, Rockin' are taking your fucking question into the gutter already.
Yes.
Fresh vagina. Think about it. Chances are that alien vagina hasn't been used. So
but
it's
one of those.
They might have huge clits.
It's one of those things where, like, it's if things like how quickly things that are either incredible or horrific just after time become like, eh, that's what happened.
Right.
Like
the whole two girls, one cup factor.
Right.
How disgusting was that when it first came out?
Yeah, now it's
like prime time.
Now it's hacky.
It's on NBC. NBC's running an edited version of it.
I think the one with the dude was worse.
You didn't see that one, Josh. So
I don't watch
it. You should.
Nude.
You should. Check it out. Let's see. Turn it into a bit.
Oh,
got some time to kill. How long can you watch?
Oh, God. Here we go. 11 generations coming in from Rich Mahogany. Answer your question.
That's a good answer.
But you took it to another level. How long will it be until it's okay to bang one? Rock and I said 2 days. Now...
No, I mean socially acceptable,
socially
not like for
acceptable,
yourself.
I would say 20 years after. So 320 years.
Okay.
Generation is 100 years, give
no.
or take. Yeah.
No.
No?
A generation is like 30 years at the most.
Really?
Yeah, I think so.
I don't know.
I would. Oh, yeah, you're right. You're right. Because I would consider people born... In 19...
Yeah, because like...
Late 60s still in my generation? Because I'm born in 76.
No, if you're a Gen Xer.
I'm a Gen Xer?
Yeah, so...
Oh, they're baby boomers. People in the 60s are baby boomers.
Yeah, like the 40s to the 60s were baby boomers?
No, I thought... Well, what were the people 50s and 60s?
Hold on,
hippies?
Let me look this up.
Google! If aliens pee like they did in Scary Movie 3, then their vaginas must be on their hands.
A generation has been defined as the average interval of time between...
Knock your brain for that one.
Scary Movie
Generations times. About 30 years.
Generations are about 30 years?
Yes. Let's see. The baby boomers from 1943 to 1960.
Right. What's the next one?
Generation X, 1961 to 1981.
What's the next one?
The millennial generation.
I'm a Generation Xer. I didn't realize.
Oh, good for you, bro.
Yeah. Just made it.
Welcome to the party, pal.
Millennial
that?
Generation.
How about that, dipshit? Go fuck yourself.
How about, fucking...
Fat Kev's generation, 5 beers
also
deep.
Also called... here's the millennial generation. It's also called the
fucking up society.
The Google generation. The MySpace generation.
Oh, get the fuck out of here.
The I generation.
The MySpace horror generation.
The generation why? Not why, like the letter, but why? The question.
Generation.
Wait.
Yeah.
Generation.
Spoiled generation.
What? So what's after Generation X?
Millennial.
You're a I never even heard of that one.
People try to come up with Generation Y, but it was just dumb to follow. Yeah, people suck.
So, Generation Millennial?
Yeah, the millennial.
And what is that from? What years is that from?
82 to 2002.
So, what's the next one?
And what's after that?
I don't know.
Well, I guess they're not old.
Well, it's not done yet. It can't be done yet if it's roughly 30 years. Well, what the fuck?
Generational.
It should be Generation What the Fuck.
Whores.
Yeah, generation WTF.
Yeah, yes. Fucking MySpace Who Is. I like them.
Or, actually, the Wasted Generation. That's not a bad idea.
Wow.
Oh, Rich Mahogany's a millennial.
Oh, Jesse's playing too.
Of course. Crap, I'm in the millennial generation.
Yeah. How about the faggots?
Cock-smoking generation. Oh, if everybody's yawning, it's probably the time to end the show.
Spoiled generation of kids is it. I wasn't yawning, I was sighing. But Rock's yawn. Rock's hippopotamus.
It's not a bad question, though. If aliens came and lived among us on the Earth, how long would it take for us to be cool with it?
Yeah. I mean, towards old hat.
All right. Rich, enough. You got it. You're funny. It's funny. You want to hear his next two comments?
Oh, I got him.
You brought him up, might as well.
All right. Well, Rich Mahogany Gold, here we go. The Next Generation. The Generation How About Go Fuck Yourself.
That doesn't even make sense.
And the Strong Colin Generation. Wrong answer, try again, sir.
You just zapped him.
I love how we just sit here. Look, I got my leg up. I'm massaging my foot. Rocket's got his big gorilla feet.
They're next not gorilla to feet.
That foot's huge, man.
It's a 13, sir.
Is it?
Respect.
Ew, wow. And any two faggots have
that is a big.
You guys are
big.
Playing footsie now.
Rock has a huge foot.
His toe. Josh is so flexible.
Why is everybody in the studio airing out their balls right now? Everybody's got their legs
up. Because it's hot as fucking Hades down here, numbnuts.
How hot is Hades, Rock?
Very hot, faggot. You don't even know what Hades. What is Hades? What is Hades?
Hades Corpus? Hades is somewhere hot, I'm assuming.
Yes, but what is it?
What is it?
It's a country?
You are such a...
I don't know. Where the fuck's Hades? I don't know.
You are such... No, I'm not even going to... Don't tell him, Josh. Don't tell him.
Come on, Brett. I'll Google it.
Wait, let's... We could give Karen a quiz here.
Yeah. All right, go ahead, quiz.
Look at you fucking... Don't cheat, ass.
I'm Googling, fucker. I don't even know how to spell Hades. H-I-I something.
You are such... How do women like you?
Is that...
such a bonehead.
They like boneheads. For a week or so.
And then they realize.
All right. Where is the best place to find a penguin? In the Arctic Circle, Greenland,
or Hades.
The North Pole, Antarctica, or Hades?
Would you say penguin?
Yeah.
What were the answers?
Batman Returns, dude.
The Arctic Circle, Batman's Greenland, the North Pole, and Antarctica.
He's looking. I'm trying to spell the Hades right now. No, that's not it. Hades?
This is incredible.
Wow.
I know it's something.
Styx. What is Styx?
The band?
What is the river Styx, Kieran?
Oh, I thought you were about Styx the band.
Where's the river Styx?
The Styx?
Yeah.
What if I said
Bill O'Reilly, what do you think of?
Styx?
Beelzebub. I can't say
Beelzebub.
That. Beelzebub. I can't say that word right. What do I say? When I say that, what is that? Look at you. Not Haiti. You fucking read.
What's Haiti? I'm looking up Haiti.
No. I said Hades.
Where's Hades?
I'm not telling you.
Is that where fucking God was born? Some shit. Is that next to Wine Ditch?
Kinda.
I don't know where Hades
Hot
is.
Hot as Hades.
Hell?
Finally.
Thank
the
you.
Fucking bell. Yeah, you don't even get the real bell.
I call it hell, shit, dick. Generation X, go fuck yourself.
I'm in Generation X.
Yeah, but go fuck yourself. You're out of my generation. You missed two generations, and you're in the generation suck dick.
Wait a minute, Rich says if there was a chicken suitor, she'd be airing out her cunt. I don't understand why, but I guess she would be.
Way to point out the obvious, douche.
Hey, be nice to him.
Oh, I'm sorry.
He's listening to the show.
Sea smoker. Oh, yeah, right. You're only customer. Please buy everything.
Wow, Kieran. He looked up Hades.
I look Hades. I was thinking Hades.
Although Hades is hot as well.
Hades. Yeah, Hades.
But I said Hades.
Like, I thought there were two Hades.
Like there's two Hades?
Right. Like an east and west.
Hades north and we are an east and west. So what did you learn today, Kieran?
I'm not a smart man, but I know what love is. That's what I learned. Whew, that fell on fucking...
Oh, Tony wants to know if he missed anything on the show this week.
No. We're doing it right now.
So you're missing right now. But you're here, so you know.
Hades is the name of my snake.
It is, though. To get back to that point, it is so fucking hot. It's hot as hell in here. That's why it's impossible to think straight. And with that...
All right, come out to Blush. Next weekend, live gig at Blush, everybody. We pretty much mailed this one in.
No, just the last 10 minutes.
So we can do a good radio show from Blush.
That's right. We're not trying to blow our wad.
Right. Come out to Blush. Log on to lunaticradio.com.
Evo will be there.
Live gig starts at 5 p.m. at Blush, a Gentleman's Club in Commack, Long Island. 53 Veterans Memorial Highway. If you didn't get that point yet, that we're doing a gig next week from a strip club, please. We're doing the show from a strip club. That's it. That's the point I'm trying to make throughout this entire show. Next Sunday, starting at 5 p.m. Log on to lunaticradio.com for all the information. There's a big banner there that has the address and the name of the club. Be there. Doors open at 1. Show begins at 5 p.m. Ends at 8. It's going to be a great time.
We're recommending around 4 o'clock.
Free t-shirts for everybody. Or at least the first 100. All right, come on out, everybody. We'll see you next week. For Josh Gogan, Rocket, I am Kieran. Saying goodbye, fuckers. We'll see Tony B next week. 8 miles, Tony B. Deer Park Lush. Stop. Deer Park Stop.
Can out.
Later.